This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, everybody. Good Lord. Once again, I'm having so much fun with this goddamn video portion of this program. It's supposed to be just easy and intuitive, just like Apple products. But it's not. Hang on. So I got this one. What is that again? That's her. That's Katie. Boom. Oh, there's that. Now we've got that. There's that.
Well, now they know what they're watching. That's good.
That's exciting. I'm sure that it's exciting for everybody. So take this off. Get this off. Get this on.
I'm ready for my close-up.
There we are. There's all four of us. Holy fuck. That was exciting for the first... That's a big technical. I think we should all be drinking already by now.
Okay, if you insist.
There's that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to have to... I've got major issues with your mic.
It's also like a little user error. A little bit? This is slight.
That's what I was saying, because the one week I swore that you weren't here, I had that microphone.
Yeah.
Because it every time... But it's,
no,
it's all of them.
It's all of them, because I've got to replace all of them. Oh, for the love of God.
Maybe if I just gently... scooch you this way so that you're not.
Thank you.
Well, though the disabling intro, this is The Show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here. I'm here along with Katie, Marnie, and Al, as we do each and every week. 7 o'clock, coming to you live from the Q Talk America studios. Coming just a little while, she's busy signing paperwork and her life away. Marnie's girlfriend, Erin, is coming in to be our in-studio guest bartender for this evening. She's on spring break, so it makes it easy and... well, just easy,
but
really.
She's easy.
Well,
I just meant. Well,
I wasn't going to say that, but apparently you will. I'm not going to stick my finger in that mess.
Well, leave it alone. let that go.
Oh, is that a product placement now you're doing for the wine? I like that.
Yes, because I'm afraid I'm going to forget to tell Marsh over there what it means.
Oh, okay. Not sure. Anywho, here we go. It's another 3 hours of God knows what coming from us. We have a new segment this week. We talked about. Endlessly last weekend in the midst of being drunk. So we're not sure how that's going to go off, but I have theme music.
The best part is I honestly didn't remember how in-depth we got to it. And then I got here and I thought, I should start writing down some of the rules because I don't think we went over the rules last week.
Turns out we did.
Oh, no. Turns out I just felt free to write down everything. For the first time ever, I was actually like note-taking.
Yeah. I have everything as well, just in case as a backup.
Good. So.
Just made me laugh.
For the love of everything. Well, it's been another exciting week in everybody's lives. I'm sure Katie and I have been... Well, Katie's been exceptionally busy. I was part of that busyness with you. That was fun, but I'm sure you're glad it's behind you now.
Every year.
HRC gala.
Glad on Saturday night at the after party is always probably the best part of
that. Because it's over.
Yeah, because it's
done.
It's
right.
over.
The Band-Aid has been pulled off.
But and who was the special guest star?
So Tiffany.
She was there.
No, but there was...
Tiffany was there. So the speaker was Elsie Granderson.
Right, okay.
And...
I like him.
I really do, too. I didn't know really anything about him prior to learning that he was going to be our guest of honor. And then, it's one of those things like when you buy a new Subaru and then everybody else on the road is also driving that same Subaru. It's like I heard his name for the first time and then I saw his name everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Correct.
I saw interviews with him. I saw article, his byline was everywhere. People were talking about him. He was on, commentator on CNN and MSNBC. And so it was really, then he became a little bit more famous to me.
Yeah,
and I love celebrities, any level of
and
celebrity.
And I'm not sure where I read him, I don't know if it's HuffPost or if it's USA Today, but...
He's on CNN, it's on CNN too.
It might be CNN, but some page that I go to all the time, I read his editorials.
I hate to say that I don't
really
know
frequently.
Where he is, where he's a kind of resident columnist, because he really does have columns all over. And he's called in oftentimes on MSNBC, on CNN.
Yeah.
And also on all the sports.
I didn't know his picture right away. But then I read his little byline. I'm like, I know him.
He was also so nice.
Is he good? Is he short or tall?
No,
he's
tall.
Really tall.
He's a tall guy.
Yeah. I'm officially in love.
He's a good looking
and
guy.
And very funny.
Really funny.
Very funny.
Like such a good speaker. He spoke at the very end of the program, by which point, after you've been there for like 2 hours, you really... Yeah. it's time to go. Yeah. And you're like, okay, let's get this show on the road. And I don't think anyone was feeling that. Really,
super captivated.
I felt like, yes, yeah, people were.
And all of his stories, like he said, I've got four short stories to tell you because I know you all want to dance to Tiffany. Like, okay. He was aware of what his circumstances were.
Sure. And he just made people laugh. I mean, he's just good. And his boyfriend was gorgeous and he was dressed well.
I never saw the
boy. I met him during the day when they came to just kind of see the space.
Yeah.
He was beautiful and he was dressed so well. And what did you think about the night, Clayton?
Oh, overall, very well. I mean, yeah, I had no issues with that at all.
Prior to the year before, tell me your thoughts.
The year before, comedian that was there last year, remember her?
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That's my review.
There you have it.
I'm pretty much, I kind of think that in my voiceover, you know, in the line, it says the hilariously funny, and I added, well, you be the judge of that.
Who was that?
I don't know who she was, but she was an older lesbian from the South somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And I thought she was okay, but also I was running around the whole time. I didn't really listen. So I heard people laughing from time to time, but the review we got after,
I think the time to time would be the problem.
Yeah.
The review we got afterward
once a year.
Yeah. Right.
People laugh from time
occasionally
to time.
They laughed at me.
Some laugh. Laughter,
right? Spattering of
and
applause.
we had our reviews were very mixed, and they generally skewed not to the positive on her.
Oh, okay.
No one was really her biggest fan.
Yeah, I wasn't at all.
Yeah.
So, but other than that,
I thought this year's was just more energetic.
I liked the room better. I liked the stage setup better.
Yeah. Where was it?
I liked the director.
It went from the Phoenix Convention Center previously to the Sheraton now. So I think the.
It's nice ballroom.
Just a nicer little, just like
that's a lovely hotel.
You know, one of the transitions that really, and I don't know if you guys already discussed this in notes, and by any means, if anybody from the HRC board is listening, I encourage you to take notes now, because by God, I'm the reason that you should be changing things. Okay, when the wall that divided the two rooms, when they made the move, that was a live abortion. What needed to have happened because of you know how panels between ballrooms they're rolling panels and they make a wall.
Yeah, that's
so funny. the entrance needed to be at one end of the room.
I think we know the name of the show.
Rolling abortion. Yeah. So the entrance should have just been at the other end of that room.
Oh my God.
Move two panels. Let
you
everybody
have
come.
No idea.
That was horrible.
It couldn't have gone. It couldn't. Okay. Yes. And I won't go into all of the details because certainly that's not fun for a listening audience or even a viewing audience.
Well, nothing so far has
in
been.
In this regard. But it's so funny. So yeah, this wall opens. It was hideously embarrassing. And myself and one of the girls from National, we happened to be having a conversation. And all of a sudden, we both stopped mid-dead sentence and just stared at it.
Yeah, because it was
mouths agape, and we were like, "Oh my God!" She goes, "I'm just going to leave now. I'm just going to walk out of the room. I just can't."
I'm sitting at the production table next to the director and the audio people. We were in the corner, and all of a sudden, I look at Kim, the director. And I'm like, "What the fuck is that?" She goes, "I don't know, but it's not good."
It was really tacky.
But as far as the operation of the show went, I thought it went very, very well. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed working with Kim. She was
good.
Fun. She was good.
Yeah, she's
cool. I enjoyed her. We had a great time. And every time she cued me, she just slapped my arm.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't wear a headset. If I'm going to that kind of an event, I'm dressed up. I'm pretty. I'm not doing my, like here, I put on headphones. I'm not wearing headphones for that.
Yeah.
Because that's a $200-some-odd a plate dinner that I don't pay to get into, but I'm going to look good.
Yeah.
Right.
It's tuxedos and...
So I'm sitting at that table with no headphones. She just smacks me every time I'm supposed to say something.
Yeah, she was cool. It was a really, really fun night. Tiffany was fun.
Huge. Oh, she was.
Yeah. She was really
I loved
fun.
Her at Pride. A couple years ago, I enjoyed that.
Is that her husband or
and
her
now
boyfriend?
We have
what is he?
Closet this year.
I'm going to guess one of those things.
Something. Manager, boyfriend, whatever. Well... He needs just to calm down.
Really.
She's playing to a track. You're not turning up an oboe or a cello in this fucking tracker. It's a track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's singing along and she's done this 800 times to this same track. She's going to get it.
Yeah.
And so he was just losing his mind back there with the audio guy, which was killing me because I'm right next to him and he keeps yelling about this cue and that cue and this cue. And I'm like, she
Take
seems to be singing I Think We're Alone Now pretty goddamn good.
Yeah.
And then she came off stage and came out. They actually had a dance floor that was probably, I don't know, 20 by 20 dance floor.
Yeah, and people danced.
Totally. Watching white people jam out to 80s music.
That's 80s.
In tuxedos.
I love it.
That's when you hope for an open bar.
Right. It looked... It looked like an uncomfortable prom from 84 is what that looked like.
Totally. Yeah.
But much
that's
older,
awesome.
Right? But now everybody's right, a lot right. older.
Well, it's and like, because it's gay, it looked like a Sadie Hawkins. Or, yeah. You know, or, like the girls all together.
It like was their uncomfortable prom from 1984. Because, right, all gay in 1984, not want to be at the prom anyway. Right. And now it's... It, they were that age. They were at prom. Yeah. In
that's their music.
Yeah. Did anybody sure. have paisley on? Like a paisley tie? Do you
probably,
remember?
Probably did.
I would guess.
I had the most fabulous there were gays. Paisley brooch.
There no, were
gays.
No, that's my point. So, yeah,
probably
but
was.
And paisley. And
I'm going to guess. Yeah. I'm going to guess, yes.
And I've discovered that all of the men that were not in tuxedos, and I don't know why this is new to me, but there is a gay uniform. And I want to pull up a picture, but I'm sure I don't even have to show you.
Yeah, I know.
And it is cute. It is cutie, cutie patootie. But it is.
I'm sure this isn't what
skinny.
I was wearing.
Well, this is what all so many boys, when they dress up, they. It's like the go-to outfit. It's skinny pants with the nice little shoes and like a shirt, a button-down shirt with a bow tie.
Sure.
And then a skinny little jacket that they that they only button like, you know, one button in at the waist. It's like this. I'm going to find the.
You're describing right. Kevin Bouchal from Ion Easy Magazine is what you're doing.
Yeah. He's one of them, I'm sure.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Well.
That drives me nuts.
You use the phrase word skinny.
Like Tyler Kinney and.
Yeah. Tyler Kinney. Yeah.
Tyler Kinney.
Jay Crystal. All of them. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And they're cute. As, no, they're cute as pie.
Sure. I almost said Jay Rodriguez because I was having a Freudian slip in my head.
But I was just like, it just dawned on me over this weekend. Finally, I was like, oh my God, this is the uniform.
Well, the best thing about it is you don't have to coordinate. You just show up like that because you know everybody else is going to do it.
Yeah.
There's not like a gay, you know, a bat signal that goes out in the heavens.
It's
that
pretty
you,
close.
Yeah. Oh, it's a gala. Oh, what are we wearing?
I think we all know. I see a rainbow.
Right.
Yeah.
My God.
But anyway, it was fun. It was fun to have it over. And I'm, of course, and I'm really super excited, the co-chair for next year
for
with Nathan.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, and I'm going to need, oh my God, Al, you are going to be the perfect person to enlist for help on this project.
Roped in.
Totally. That we want to do.
TV?
I'm already.
We want to do for our opening. I don't want to give away.
A musical opening. Nate told me.
To our audience here. But we want to do like a musical, like a Tony style or like the Oscars kind of opening.
HRC is not for gays anymore.
Yeah. Not just for gays.
Not just for gays anymore.
We want to do like a little. That's awesome. Like a fun song and dance and, you know, campy, but. All of our lyrics are talking about the equality in the year.
Oh, that's fun.
Maybe
that
you can
fun.
Help.
Yeah.
Nice.
Write it, stage it, score it. I don't know. I feel
work
like you can do
girl.
All of those things.
Bravo,
you just work
sure.
it out.
You just work it out. I like it.
So you think on that.
Yeah.
You
just hook me up with somebody really talented and we'll get it done.
So nobody in this room.
Nope.
Not at all.
No.
Gotcha.
Well, maybe Mr. Mickey.
Oh, no, I don't want to have, no. I will show up.
I tell people all the time, I'm searching for my Barry Manilow to write things in my key or change the key at the right moment.
Mm-hmm. I will show up and read my lines of introducing people. So
yeah, which you're very good at.
Sure.
Oh, thank you. It was fun.
You have the perfect voice.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome blah blah blah
yeah,
blah. That's
but
it.
Like,
that's all
it's perfect because I don't have that. Ladies and gentlemen, I just sound like a dork.
You sound like you're mimicking.
I'm really
no,
trying.
Totally, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta be mocking.
Yeah. It's
no,
just
exactly, but
so
it just
natural.
Like, totally sounds like that.
Comes out so naturally.
It works out.
It all
well.
Works out.
Yeah, works out really well.
I when I'm doing it, I kind of try to feel like the guy at that does the Kennedy Center Honors.
Yes.
Him or any of the award shows, because obviously I'm doing the job of what the music's playing and the cue the camera, cue this, do this, and then the voiceover comes in and introduces whoever it is and blah blah. It's the first time I have actually got to because Kirsten was there. Kirsten Cinema. It was the first time I've got to actually introduce, even though she doesn't know that I did it, but I got to introduce somebody who's a member of Congress.
Oh,
it was exciting for me. And
that is
she had
exciting.
A cute dress on.
Oh,
she looked like she was
God.
Going to a
she
high school dance.
She looks cute all the time. But that was a good little Betsy Johnson number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well played on the Betsy Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
Out.
She
that's
did
nice.
Pull that
it was
out.
Actually no, in her speech. Really
yeah.
So
oh, there you have it. Okay.
Something. You know what I love those little Betty
name
Page.
Dropping.
Yeah,
those Betty Page dresses.
I like it.
She has dress shops in like San Francisco and San Diego. I mean, she doesn't. She's clearly dead. But but they're in the Betty
dead.
Page. So look up those
still
dresses. They
doing
are
it.
Oh,
doing it now.
Get on that, would you? Marnie, we turn the tables to you, and you've got a protein shake, a beer, and a QT. You are the most hydrated woman in the studio.
Absolutely. I always am. There's always typically like three things.
What's going
definitely
on?
Definitely two. But this just needed to happen early because I'm still horrified by that first show where I was shaking the protein shake. And it just didn't look like shaking look the like protein shake. Like, oh, no, under here.
Look like a shake weight.
I just really, not really. And I saw it, and it was horrifying. Anyway, digress. So I'm just going to have those early now. So easily.
Swallow your protein early. Good advice.
Oh, gosh.
So, next caller.
Thank you, Molly.
There you have it. Well played. So brother, you called it on the way in. Today I am a cunt. The end. The end.
Just today?
Yep. Well,
just today, my dear.
Yeah, I feel good. Yesterday, yeah, not so much.
There's a skinny woman trapped inside of me. Just the one, dear.
Just the one, dear.
Yesterday, I didn't feel like one.
Oh.
Sunday, no. Something,
is this the you need a shot issue,
no,
or is this did something
no.
set you off?
This is a tire blowing up today. This is taxes that I got done, learning that I earned $4,000 less than I did last year. And I'm not quite sure who decided to just whoop take that away. I'm not sure. And not say anything. So I'm kind of excited to find that one out tomorrow. And
how do you okay.
I don't know. I seriously.
Because you certainly. No, there was no memo at the beginning of the year that said note two. No. Yeah, RE
or middle
payment.
Of the year.
Dear
yeah.
Marnie.
Right. Just nowhere.
But and
you're
going
to earn less.
Been,
enjoy.
And I'm trying to figure out. I'm not good at math.
Do well.
So I'm trying to figure out. Clearly, I'm not good at math.
Well, that's $340 a month, about.
Right. So $150 in each check.
Okay.
So kind little of, pieces here, little pieces.
But still, I think you would have noticed that.
Maybe.
I know.
You know, but then again,
was there like a bonus more, last year
I just
that you
wish
got?
You knew no. who did payroll.
Oh, it's not about that payroll. It's not about that. It's something different. So anyway, I all don't right. know. But and work, just all this kind of stuff. So I apologize for walking in here like that.
I like how you tried to lie to me about the
totally
fact that,
hit it.
I'm like, what's wrong? And you're like, nothing.
Oh,
I'm good.
No. What did she say to the fridge? Like, fuck you or yeah, something. I'm dead or
yeah. I think I just said fuck.
Yeah,
your mother's
ma'am.
A cunt. I don't know. There was cursing that we could hear through the glass of her at the refrigerator. I'm like, she's swearing at the refrigerator.
You're
release.
Having discussions with inanimate objects about frustrations.
Yeah. They don't talk back. I like
well,
them.
Well, they don't. I understand.
Like them.
I gotcha.
So, yeah, you know, just...
Was the tire blowout, like, on the way here?
No. Oh, no. That was actually
no, she's
on the
late.
Way to
she's
a meeting
late every
that
week.
Was an emergency meeting that wasn't an emergency because it was someone lying. That doesn't irritate me. Yep.
Wow.
And so tire blowouts are just the... P-I-T-T-S. And I've had lots of them.
Knock wood, I
haven't. Yeah, and I haven't. And that's why I was like, oh, God, I'm just... So it was just kind of a frustrating day.
Yeah.
And then I got
but now you're
I
here.
Had a couple of beers. So I got mad at
but you have us.
Well, there's somebody
I
on
do.
The way that could bring you beer. Yeah. I don't know why you were not...
No. I already... She's coming with other stuff. For the blender, okay. So we're good.
Well, I hope those three beers get you.
Oh no!
Well, and it's only a 3-hour show.
Because I don't have any wine.
And there's not a bottle.
And
there's not
because it's red wine. I would not. I don't.
There's also not a bottle of vodka in the freezer.
So we yesterday we went pedal boating. That was kind of fun on Tempe Town Lake.
Oh, it was a lovely day yesterday.
It's much better to do it on a lake than about any other surface.
Tempe Town was just.
I tried to paddle boat on the street the other day. Not
as fast.
It doesn't work.
No,
you don't go well. Just absolutely not as fast. We went to the parlor on Saturday. Have you guys been to the parlor yet?
I did. I've been there on Camelback.
Love it. Yeah. Camelback in like 18.
The pizza place across from Best Buy.
They used to be the hair salon.
You're familiar with Best Buy?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I am.
Right across the street.
Yeah.
I'm a silver member.
What a delicious place. And just
cute. I love that block wall on the inside. That far. I
the
want that.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love all of
the cellar
stuff growing. I love the little garden up front.
They have all their fresh herbs and different things. And everybody there couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, it's very nice.
My favorite part was Jason, because he likes to be a cunt as well. My friend Jason. And so
covered ops.
Oh, and I love
so
his name.
So the server comes up, and there are six of us, and takes all our order. And, you know, I'm going to be like, and can I not have that on it? And, you know, minus this, that. He goes to walk away, and Jason just at the table says, well, I'd like you to repeat that back. Not because he didn't write anything down. He just took it in. And
which is always a little bit sketchy.
It is.
Let's
it
be
is.
Honest.
But
yeah.
Amazing. This guy hears Jason, who Jason wasn't saying it to him. He was just commenting, being an ass. Guy comes back, stands at the end of the table, and says, I would love to. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, he was fantastic. And everything came out perfectly. And just, they were so busy, but they were accommodating.
Was that a nice little fuck you to covert, is what that was?
I don't know. It was announcement. And we just laughed at him. We're like, huh, well, there you have it.
I would have laughed at him and been like, fuck off, Covert.
Yeah, that didn't work in your favor. So, but no, guy was really great. We went to Apollo's after that. Haven't been there, short of a couple times on a Tuesday. Last year, going with you.
Okay.
Aside from that, it had been October of 2011. Since I had been in there.
They were looking for some more repeat customers. You're clearly not that.
No, and had been going in for a long time, just haven't been going out, aside from perhaps on a Tuesday, whatever.
Random, right.
And so different crowd, new crowd. Okay. Different.
What's the different crowd? I haven't been there in a
long
time
people
either.
She knows. That's probably part
no,
of her.
No, it was it was interesting.
Younger, older?
Different. And old.
Not sure.
Different?
I got nothing.
And it was just it was odd. It was really an odd experience, kind of being in there. You know, when you leave and you feel like, you know, because we used to go like probably, I don't know, at least twice a month. We were going for karaoke,
right?
And all of a sudden you stop, and then you come back that long later, and you see like it's like going back to high school or something.
Was Saturday night karaoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, the karaoke crowds all over the place have gotten a little sketchy.
It was really wild. So we left there and went to the Rock. And
also bizarre.
Also really bizarre.
At least it's consistent.
It was consistent. It was totally consistent. But it was just the most random, weird night.
I think the times are a change in Marn.
It might be.
Not,
and the aging.
Yeah, the aging.
Except for the people that were at Apollo's were older. That's all at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that bar skews older.
Weird. So no. It wasn't about that.
Okay. Maybe a bus broke down somewhere along the way. I don't know. Yeah. We have a good crowd on Monday nights.
Which, no, I can believe that. By the way, we said previously we were going to do, we haven't done, I haven't done. Maybe should we make it Monday?
I will try.
What?
I can try.
I can go.
Yeah. Probably not, but I can try.
Perfect. To come to...
To Bingo?
And RuPaul and the whole thing.
The only other thing that we did, we went to the Ostrich Festival. Have you guys been?
I no. wanted to go to it, but I like forgot that it was happening.
I'm good.
Oh, Tyler.
My favorite.
In Tennessee, there's something out here for some strange reason called the Ostrich Festival. Google it, because it sounds like we're making it up.
Chasing ostriches and races. And Jason put it the best, Covered Ops, on Facebook. He put teeth optional.
Yeah.
Mm.
But next year, I just want to get a comfortable chair.
On the ostriches or the patrons?
Really, anything. Okay. Anything, I think.
And then they all go to Apollo's.
The night before.
My.
But it was really like, I want to get that chair that you had for the Oscars.
Oh, I love my chair.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to get that and just sit. And maybe we can all get these out here. Out there. We'll do the microphones.
Do a live show.
Yeah, because there were it would be fun.
I kind of want to do the Renaissance Fair. I think we should go live from the Renaissance Fair.
I think it's great.
Then you enjoy it because I refuse.
Such a mock. It would be similar to some other things.
I think the Renaissance Fair is kind of like nerdy fun.
Nope.
And the thing where they do the ins. Have you ever been?
No, I have no interest in ever going.
I thought
Scott goes all the time. I hate it.
I thought that, you see, but you've never been.
Like, don't care. Closed-minded. Don't care. Yeah, not going.
I got dragged there against my will like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And just laugh my ass off the whole day.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you still talking about Ostrich Fest?
No,
I was like catching up. I was catching up on the chat room.
There's not enough drugs in the world for the Ostrich Fest.
No,
because you just know, like you know that if you got stoned out of your mind, that would be a delight.
Right, right.
Because it's just batshit acid dropping crazy.
And not
like,
just
what
that, but
are we doing?
It's in an area of town that a little right leaning.
Sure,
a little right leaning. Oh, yeah. And yet we were thrilled, and we have a picture that's going to have to go up because. 2 years ago at Pride, Aaron and Jordan and I ran up and we took a picture. There was someone who had Recall Brewer as the sign, and we're like, we need to borrow that for a second. And we took this great picture. There was a Recall Arpaio, so we just took that one at the Ostrich Festival. We look different than most other people because we're like, give us the petition to sign.
Yeah, and we're signing it. Your names.
Yeah, and then next door to the Recall Arpaio in this neck of the woods, if you will. Right
guns, guns, guns.
Guns, guns, guns. And it was little toy guns for kids. Like,
you want to start them
crazy.
Early.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, oh, Jesus.
But a
whole RV.
Yeah.
Full of these guns.
The Renaissance Fair is practically the Republican National Convention.
Oh, totally.
But those people are so funny, and they have, and he's got to go because he would love it. The thing where they insult each other.
Oh, he would love that.
You would absolutely love it. They do, and they're not allowed to swear. They do
it's hysterical.
An insult thing where they have contests where the people come down in their costumes and they have to insult each other in Old English, but they're not allowed to swear. And seriously,
it almost sounds like your mama's so fat jokes.
Right, right. But done,
they don't swear
but
in them.
Done in Shakespeare.
Oh. Right.
In Shakespearean language, in goofy clothes, and you've got like a...
Your mama's so fat. What are
they? Yeah. Well, and the audience is like, that was great. And it's like, no, we just fucked with you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And you don't get it. It's fantastic.
It really was fun.
Molly says there's a festival in Conway, Arkansas called Toad Suck Days.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Not going. That's when you got to get out.
I've been in Conway, Arkansas, but I didn't know. We didn't suffer that long. It was a Dairy Queen and we just kept going.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah. There's that. Alfred?
So I, of course, work. And then yesterday, I met Mark Martinez for a lovely lunch. I realized I had not gone out for like my Monday afternoon.
For quite some time.
Wine extravaganza in ages. I couldn't even find my little... buy one, get one free cards for all the different places that I go that have the cards.
You'd misplaced them?
No, I emptied my wallet to go to New York in the beginning of January. And I was like, I can't remember where I hide everything for myself now. So that was lovely. It was a
more
gorgeous day yesterday for bike riding. And
yes,
then
it was.
Some people at work, we were supposed to go to breakfast Sunday morning. And everything just got fucked up, and I wasn't able to go.
I think you got fucked up.
No. I got out of work so late. Somebody was late to work.
I'm talking about yesterday.
Oh, no. So yesterday, we had dinner. The one guy cooked it. He and his wife cooked dinner, and then a bunch of us went to because dinner took way longer than it was supposed to. So we missed bowling. We ended up at Friends for karaoke and with that hot, hot, hot Steven. He is so fucking hot.
Steven Serna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes.
And so... We did that, then a long bike ride home, and it was a beautiful night. It was a
gorgeous night. I rode from Apollo's back to Charlie's, and I know because I'd seen you earlier in the day. You stopped by my house impromptu. Stopped by. I didn't realize that you texted me because I was mowing my yard.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you came by, and I just
rode by your house, and I smelled the freshly cut grass, and I thought, well, he might be around. And nice. It was like today riding. Everybody, like my lawn human was there. My next door neighbor's lawn humans were there this morning. So like the whole ride here. Yes. Not just those two houses, but other people had their lawn humans out. Or they may be their own lawn humans. I don't know.
I did mine.
But it just smells like fresh cut
it's
grass.
It's a lovely
here.
Smell.
It's just a beautiful day.
It is. It's nice.
For a couple more days.
Yeah, and then it's just going to be 170 degrees.
Be like hot. Yeah.
Right. No, I don't start pitching till the end of June. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
105 and dry. Yeah. When the humidity hits, I'm fucking done.
Oh, Aaron will be bitching about it up one side and down the other.
I was thinking about that because we leave our doors open. I love to have the front door open, the screen door, the back door open, and it just, like, is so nice. Yeah. And all the windows, you know, blinds are up. And I was... remembering just today, because I'm thinking, oh, it's getting so... I tried to go for a run in the middle of the afternoon, but I was just, like, too hot, and it was, like, the sun.
Yeah, it was only, 75 today.
I know, and just it felt too hot. So hot. So I was thinking, oh, my God, this is horrible. But then I remembered... that and we've still had the doors open when it is bathing suit time, and I do not get into the pool until it's 90.
Yeah.
So I must still be, like, happy and comfortable... probably until the same time around that you are. Because I know I'm in the bathing. I know I'm in the pool with the doors open in the house.
Yeah. Usually 4th of July is when I just check out of here. Get out of this heartbreak hotel. But I have to think, and everybody at work, because of all the pileups of tragedies, got together and got me a really nice card and a couple of gift cards to Sportsman and the little restaurant across the street. So that was very nice. They did it secretly without me knowing, and... I was really surprised. Like, all of a sudden, this group of people came up to me at work.
You're like, oh, fuck, what have I done?
They're all, like, looking at me like my dog was dead. I'm like, oh, Jesus, what happened now?
I don't have a dog.
You're going to need to check that tag again. But the funny thing was, this was the funniest thing. The first card that they gave me was, this is an intervention from the 11th floor, get a fucking dog. And then it was a gift card for PetSmart. And so I'm looking at them, and my boss was deaf, and she's like, it was so much fun to watch you try to appear grateful for a PetSmart card. And I really was, like, trying to be like,
I don't have a cat.
Thank
you. Yeah, what's going
on? I'm like, now I got to find somebody to give this pet to. So then she goes, she's like, oh, flip it over and see how much we raised. And I was like, oh, my God, I hope you didn't raise any money for me to get an animal.
Oh.
And I flip it over, and it says gift card for $1,000. And my jaw hit the floor. I was like, we got to get your money back, like, now.
Oh, my God.
It was for $5, but they had them write $1,000.
That's great.
And I
you
was,
were like, fuck.
I'm like, oh, okay, I thank
Not
you.
Not good.
Is this how this is supposed to go? So it's good. And then I have to just give a shout out because...
What's the wine of the night?
The wine of the night, it's my special occasion wine that I've just, it's just been sitting around. It is...
So there's no special occasion.
Tuesday.
Just, I got to drink this.
But it's a good wine.
Yeah, it's a really nice bottle of wine. Chateauneuf de Pape, which...
God bless you.
You're going to love what it means.
Okay. Oh.
New House of the Pope.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
That's
it's
fantastic.
It's the Rhone region of France's specialty wine is the
nice.
Chateauneuf de Pape.
Chateauneuf de Pape.
Chateauneuf
is France in the house?
Chateauneuf
de Pape. No,
if I'm drinking wine, France is always in the
well,
house.
Well, there's that.
That's why I don't like all those restaurants, like the Parlor and all those Italian places, leave Italy for the wine, because Italian wine is so shitty.
Oh,
so every time I go
to
one of those places,
that.
I'm like, oh, I can't drink, because none of them have hard liquor licenses.
Okay.
And they only have wine. Shitty Italian wine.
But Parlor has good beer on draft.
I don't drink beer. I get no joy in it whatsoever. Although there's some, I'm starting to learn about a couple Italian reds that I can swallow if
they're there.
To.
If need
yeah.
be.
Right.
But with this look on my face the whole time.
Not happening.
How about you, Mr. McKay?
It seems like it's a broken record. We all say the same things almost every week. It's work. There's so much to do. I obviously did the HRC convention with her, which was fun. Work is getting busy again. I have installations. I have this going, that going.
Prepping for our... grand opening.
Well, we've got that too. That's 2 weeks from tonight is the open house for the Q Talk America Studios right here at our Q Talk Plaza on North 3rd Street here in Central Phoenix. I think there's a Facebook invite about that. So we're going to open up the studios.
Yeah, I haven't decided if I'm coming yet. Well, I'm still a maybe.
There's okay. the show still starts on time.
We'll see.
5:30, we're going to have some food courtesy of what's Jonathan Breyer's restaurant called?
The Cafeteria on Thomas.
Thomas.
Oh, if you haven't been, it's really good. I mean, it's sandwiches and salads, soups, like, cafe.
Yeah. Right.
But it is yummy.
Yeah, so food is being supplied by Jonathan Breyer and his
kids. Wine and champagne by Jonathan Breyer.
No, wine and champagne is coming from Pride.
I like the way we're talking.
Just kidding. Coming from Pride.
I thought it was coming from
I thought he said
Pride.
It was all coming from Jonathan, but perhaps
no,
not.
I think the wine and champagne is coming from courtesy of Brandy.
Well, it'll be
and
here,
the kids there.
So.
Jason Carlton is going to be here to do our little guest bartender. Tonight, Erin is. I think she just arrived.
I might bring my own bottle.
There's
of champagne
a lot
in,
going on. Yeah. It is 7:32. A lot's coming up in store. I need to get something because my energy level is very low. So I got to figure out what the hell I'm going to do. We will figure out more. Come back with headlines and other stuff that may or may not be interesting to you. But what the hell? You didn't pay to listen to the show, so do with it what you will. We'll be back in just seconds right here on Q Talk America.
Ready for this? It's a 30-second dance break.
And now something special from your friends at Q Talk America. If you're looking for an online retailer that's got one of the world's largest online and mail order selections offering the very best in gay entertainment, then your friends at Q Talk America would like to recommend TLAGay.com. From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD, as well as video on demand, they also have other literature, ebooks, and all of those other things that you don't want your mom to find. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And now through the end of March, there's a special discount offer for all of our Q Talk America listeners. Do your shopping at TLAGay.com/Q Talk. Make your selections from all of the products and services they have to offer. And when you're ready to check out, use the coupon code Q Talk. You'll receive an additional 10% off your order, and that's in addition to any other discounts they're already offering. It's a great deal from your friends at Q Talk America and TLAGay.com. Once again, check them out at TLAGay.com. All right, here we go. It's a look of headlines, somehow. I'm not sure how this is all going to come together. On Q Talk America on a Tuesday night. Well, it appears that Colorado is the latest U.S. state to approve gay unions. A woman is accused of exposing her breasts at cameras.
Oh. My kind of woman.
How did they catch me?
A cop asks, you've got what? And it's where? Another mom accused of trying to sell her two kids for $4,000. And Marnie's got a couple stories, too. Also, I've got the top five least popular Pope names.
Oh.
I happened to see this on The Onion for the Pope, the least popular Pope names, and I thought it was funny. And oddly, awesome. I actually did a serious Google search for those names. Other people don't find that nearly as funny.
Oh, see, that's terrible.
They have the most popular Pope names, but not the most unpopular Pope
names.
Well,
and as well, they should have unpopular
ones. I think they should. I think Absolutely. It's only nice and fair to do that.
Well, because there are things we need to mock.
Well, right. I did a little reading to find out how the Pope, this is the timeline of this whole Pope mm-hmm. business. Oh, it's so confusing.
It really is.
And I don't really, maybe I'm wrong. People really give a shit.
Well, yeah, like millions around the world.
Yeah, like they're sitting there holding fucking vigil
The world has not ended. We've been Pope-free for days now, and I think we're fine.
According to the atomic clock, we've been Pope-free for
12 days. 12
days?
Yes. We're doing good.
We'll just pretend that it happened. Rome time was Arizona time, and we'll say 12 days exactly.
We're doing fantastic.
I love it.
Okay, continuing on. By the way, if you see some random woman walking through the studio, that is Erin. She's our
buddy.
Yeah.
Hi.
Nobody can see you
Cameras
right now.
This way.
Nobody can see you right now. Not from there. But hi, thanks, Erin. Let's go to Salisaw, Oklahoma, because God knows that's where somebody needs to go. Mm-hmm. A woman has been arrested on complaints of trying to sell her two children, possibly to raise funds to get her boyfriend out of jail. Oh. Police say 22-year-old Misty Van Horn allegedly contacted a woman in Fort Smith, Arkansas, with an offer to sell her 2-year-old and 10-month-old child. Mm-hmm. Police say a Fort Smith woman notified the Oklahoma Department of Human Services which then notified Salisaw police, who arrested Van Horn last Wednesday. Police say Van Horn asked $1,000 for the 2-year-old or, package deal, $4,000 for both.
Oh.
She's trying to raise money to get her boyfriend out of jail. According to the video from KFOR-TV, she may have needed the money to get her boyfriend out of jail, which is what the line said just before. Van Horn is being held in the Sequoia County Jail on a $40,000 bond. Jail records do not list an attorney on file.
Of course they don't.
Can you?
Not even a little.
Okay, so my guess is going to be how much drugs are you on if you think, I can just sell these kids, raise enough money to get my meth head boyfriend out of jail?
But is it like pawning something? Like,
no.
Are you going to then go buy them back?
$4,000 you get them back?
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, it'd be $4,500.
Well, because there's interest.
There's a fee.
Okay, I just
There's no interest in the children, but there's interest.
Sure.
Right. I just wanted to check her math because I thought I heard it's $1,000 for one child.
For the 2-year-old, but the 10-month-old.
For both. So no sale here.
No, but.
I was thinking like $2,000 for one, but only $3,000 to have them both. Like,
because I guess she's figuring.
Buy one, get one, half off.
The 10-month-old is. Brent, like, I'm not even driven off the lot yet. Like, he's new.
Oh, right.
That's going to be my guess.
Probably won't be in therapy till a little later than the other ones.
Just because he's not talking.
Yeah.
Well, let's stay in Oklahoma.
I want to Google her really quickly. Name again?
Go ahead. Forget her name. Salisaw.
Misty Van Horn.
Yeah. There's probably a video.
Misty. She's not a dancer.
Let me get my surprise.
She's not a dancer.
Let's stay.
No, a dancer for money.
Let's stay in. There she. Oh, look at her. She's a looker.
Misty.
Feel free to Google
Misty, right.
Misty Van Horn.
I have to do what Tim always says.
Ho.
Someone hit that twice.
Right.
At least.
Right.
At the very least.
19 months ago.
That's if every shooter was a winner.
Oh, God, that could be a lot more.
Well, speaking of shooting and winning, let's stay in Oklahoma for a little bit. An Oklahoma woman is accused of hiding a gun and meth. Yep, in her hoo-ha, according to KFOR.
Oh, those are those are back on the market now, hoo-has. Oh, no, those are ho-hos.
Oh, that's different.
we have a hostess.
That's
striker.
Misty Van Ho-Ho to you.
Jennifer DeLacy and Christy Harris were inside a car outside a business near Ada, Oklahoma, when they were approached by officers. One of the women had a warrant for her arrest, and both had long criminal records. Also, a police dog detected drugs in the area. On the way there, one of them tells the officer that she has a hypodermic needle in her shoe, and then they remove that. They think everything's fine. So they get to the county district courthouse, and the attorney, Chris Ross, says the other one said that she had to go to the bathroom, and she repeats it over and over. Officers soon found out why she had to go so badly. During the bookend, a female officer noticed, quote, something strange during the search. The officer observed the handle of a revolver sticking out of her vagina.
Of course.
Good.
Court records state that it was a wooden and metal item sticking from her vaginal area.
I don't think that's weird.
Both women faced charges.
What about an attorney? Do we have any attorneys?
Didn't say anything about an attorney.
No, nothing on record. Okay.
We went from Kaif Fort to KFOR. Like, the station names were very similar.
Oh, no. They're both in Oklahoma. They're right in the same area.
That one was shocking. In Arkansas.
No. No. Salisaw, Oklahoma. She contacted a woman in Arkansas to sell her kids.
Oh, okay. But anyway, so that wasn't my question. Next caller. Now, there's a very simple... This is so funny because I thought this is where you were going. There is a story of two men. I'm going to say Florida because everything... Whenever something shitty happens...
It's either
Florida,
Oklahoma or Florida.
Right, exactly. I mean,
or to one half dozen
or
of another.
Or Tacoma, Washington. Park your car the next day. It's a meth lab. where two men were arrested and the car smelled like pot, but they found nothing. And it turns out the one guy had like thousands of dollars of... marijuana and heroin, and then they were talking about what the heroin was worth in New York City and then what it was worth upstate, because upstate was worth a lot more because it's harder to get the hooch up there. But they were saying, like, that's the best anti-drug ad in the world is, smoke this. It's recently been up in the gentleman's anus.
Oh!
But it's so funny that it's the same thing, that it was a warrant. They had previous warrants.
There are
warrants.
Copycat crimes everywhere.
Yeah. Every day.
But everywhere.
I can't get over how similar this story is to the...
Well, there's only so many options you can do, places to hide things.
So, if you have a warrant out for your arrest, please do not put
shove something up your ass.
Or how about guns up your... Well, the JJ.
What if it goes off?
What if it goes off?
The handle was sticking out, so it was pointing up.
What if you sit wrong,
sneeze,
and clearly, wouldn't that be like, population control?
I would hope the safety.
I mean, actually, you're probably right.
Seriously.
Hopefully the safety's on.
We're just thinning the herd, as it were.
Bang.
Oh, I think.
Because I'm thinking they are not thin thighs in these stories.
No.
So we can rub a trigger at any point.
Nope.
She might have caused
a fire. I don't think it was a 22.
Right. Oh, police in...
thank you, Molly, for that.
Police in New Jersey arrest a woman in southern New Jersey after they say she got out of her car, lifted her shirt and bra, and exposed her breasts to surveillance cameras. Barnegat police charged 56-year-old... And when I got to the age earlier, I'm thinking, you're 56?
And first time on TV.
Where were the cameras?
First time caught.
She's 56, so these are 22-year-old perky breasts that she's flashing. So I don't know where the cameras were aiming.
Lower.
That's what I'm thinking. They were probably shooting.
Are those her knees?
Police charged 56-year-old Wendy Tucker with lewdness and also on a warrant that they found out for Atlantic County. Police Lieutenant Keith Germain tells the Asbury Park Press that Tucker is seen on the video looking up at the cameras, extending her middle finger and flashing her breasts.
Whoa. No, I think middle feeler is probably what it's used for more than a finger.
Oh, could be.
Just a little.
Tucker is
held. She moves the gun out of the way and gets it done.
Tucker is held.
We got to bring your energy level
in the Atlantic County Jail, and it is not clear if she has a lawyer.
She might get one after all the pictures.
Let's the only new station for the mid to deep south.
Well, let's go back to the Mile High State, in Colorado, which, from what I understand, is Spanish for red.
The color red. Yes.
Lawmakers in Colorado
literally means color red.
Yes, Rado is red. Lawmakers in Colorado on Tuesday approved a bill to allow same-sex civil unions, the latest U.S. state to back legalized gay marriages or partnerships. Homosexual activists hailed a 39-26 vote by the state's House of Representatives supporting the bill, which has already passed the Senate and is expected to come into force on May 1st after Governor John Hickenlooper signs it.
Yeah, that is his real name. That is not an alias. No.
Yeah, so I figured that you all would have something to join in. Colorado joins 8 other states, which include California, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Nevada, New Jersey, Oregon, and Rhode Island, in approving civil unions, according to a lobby group, HRC.
Now, what is going on with Illinois? Like, I know they're at civil unions, but where did they land on gay marriage? Because they had to get it in before the new...
Well,
elected
I would guess
body
that
comes in.
They don't have it, or we would know, right?
Yeah,
it would have been a big.
But everybody's for it. That's like they're not losing the battle. They're just taking so long. And I thought the deadline was like March 1st. Let's check. I just keep
Google
losing
that.
This Illinois, and every week I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm all set with a civil union, thanks. But it's just not really getting there. you know?
Right.
It's just not getting there. Just like, quit being small-minded and get over yourselves. Let's just get over.
Maren, what did you dig up headline-wise or news story-wise this week?
Oh, well, Twinkies are due back on the shelves.
I read it. Go ahead. Did you what you got?
Just found it. That they're due back. A $410 million bid was okayed, right, apparently. So people have to just be thrilled, you know, because
diabetics, you know,
everywhere are just jumping out of their skin. I don't know. Did you guys see all of that? Like, were you guys a part of that when you went to the store, like seeing people going fucking crazy?
Oh, no, I didn't. I don't shop.
I have to be honest,
so.
I didn't even, like, get it, what was happening. Okay. I know we talked about it here once. I think I was drunk.
Hostess closed. That's really about it.
That was then, part of it.
All right.
But there were
mystery solved.
People that hadn't had a hostess or a ho-ho for years, all of a sudden were clamoring.
I've got to get them.
And I thought, for the show, because of, you know, with Buddy bringing up Bugles, and I can't find them, and this and this, I thought,
corn chudles. Yes.
Oh, well, this will be fun. I'm going to go get some, and then we'll have them on the show, whatever. No, I wouldn't.
Couldn't find them.
No, and watching people, because I didn't care. Like, I'd walk up and be like, okay, they're not here. There were people losing their minds.
Right.
Because they weren't there.
I think they were just sold in an aisle that I don't go down, because I couldn't remember. Yeah. I couldn't remember the last time. Is it like the Wonder, or in the same aisle as bread?
Huh? They're usually on an end cap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like a special treat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You're right. Oh, they are.
That's good planning.
Or like a weird little floating, thing in the middle
kiosk
of the aisle.
The
thank
middle.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
End cap. Really,
I don't know.
I like that we're still searching for the word that we already got. Next caller.
Next caller.
I haven't.
So, yes, I did read something about that.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. I wonder if they're going to have, you know, if they think that suddenly putting them back on, like all of a sudden people are going to be going buck wild and buying them out of kinds of products.
I don't remember the full story because I didn't follow it. I followed it more than Katie did, but I didn't follow it. Right. I think that Hostess was in the same predicament that the Postal Service is, where they have so damn many people who have retirement, and they were paying so much money to employees and to pensions and to all of that they actually couldn't make money. I think
And now that's the Republican point of view. The other thing is the CEO of Hostess doesn't need to get $50 million bonuses from the employee pension plan every year.
The bakers were like not getting shit, and they had like a union-y kind of thing.
They were giving the CEO bonuses while they were cutting the pay of the – they wanted the truckers to make less. They wanted everyone to make less money, and then all the money just kept going to the CEO.
Okay.
It's like,
I just don't get it. When is enough enough? Like, why do you need $50 million every year? Like, isn't $50 million over the course of one lifetime like probably gonna do ya?
I think a mill a year is enough.
Well, it depends on how you spend it.
I think a mill.
I mean, I guess. How can you downsize, dickheads?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like
why not?
Let's send you to Congress. I want to see you standing up there.
It's a difference between like Costco and Walmart or Starbucks. Like, I want to say Starbucks, and I never know if that's right. But Costco, for sure, they pay their employees fairly.
Yeah.
They offer them benefits.
Oh, well, they just raise their minimum wage to $10 an hour.
You don't have to feel like you're watching someone get raped and tortured while you're shopping there.
And their employees are happy.
Right.
When you go in, their employees are cool. They're having a good time. They're happy. They like their jobs. Everyone's good.
And the Walmart break room is just God's waiting room. You know what I mean? It's either going to be a suicide or a mass shooting.
Any day now.
Any minute.
Well, just seeing the greeters when you walk in.
Oh boy.
Next call.
I've only walked in there 3 times, and the one time I was so scared I wouldn't leave the front area.
Oh.
I was holding on to something. Does this store smell like this? Because I didn't know they had a McDonald's fryer, like right next to the shoes.
Oh, it's one-stop shopping for everything.
Well, they have every single thing you'd ever need.
Yes.
Literally everything.
And nothing I need. That's what
nothing
I'm like.
Nothing that you might there's, want there's, to
yeah,
need.
Yeah, there's,
right,
there's nothing behind those doors that I need.
I can't get on that.
Oh, my God. When I found out that Target contributed to that campaign, I almost shot myself because I thought.
Oh, this one too.
Shopping locally and helping little businesses, but I need Target to get me over the rough patches.
Well, here's the thing. Like, what do you do when you need a mop?
No, yes.
Where do you go?
Anywhere. They literally sell mops everywhere.
How about
I had to get
a mop and a purse.
Yeah.
Okay, in the same trip. I need a mop, also a purse, and a pair of shoes.
And a Massimo shirt.
Mine yesterday was I needed a new pillow because of a vomiting experience a couple weeks back. maybe on the floor.
Maybe during the Oscar, after the Oscar.
Possibly. Yes. And an air.
Best vomiter goes to.
Albert! It was an honor just to be nominated. And it's really.
Meryl, well, along with Meryl Puke.
As the
lovely.
Only person in my category. But I needed it. It's air
you like, you like me, you really like.
It's the God's honest. But there's not a lot of places where you can get a new air popper.
These are true.
And a pillow.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Yes. A mop and a pair of shoes.
And 600 thread count sheets.
Yeah.
I mean, I walked out of there with my head held high. I'm like, well, I got pillowcases. But they were 600 thread count. Yeah. I thought, that's a nice white woman thread count. Like,
and I, too, was devastated when the CEO made the contribution to that jerky guy in Minneapolis. Because I didn't know. I also was like, well, what am I going to do? I can't go to Walmart. Like, certainly that's off the list.
You're right, yeah.
But now what? I was horrified. And I was really happy to realize, right, not too long after that, that really they are very good to their LGBT employees.
They are. And, oh, and they are.
And you've seen the ad for the two men that they're now in the registry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They went,
yeah, I have it on here. I'll
they
show
did
you.
The Coors, they did it's the Coors cool. thing. When Coors, mm-hmm. after Coors had the big backlash in the 70s from the gay bars, Coors came back strong because they found
that's
out that...
That's a beer, by the way, for people who don't know what Coors is.
Coors.
For the gay men.
If you're, if you were at the Ostrich Festival, I bet you're pretty fucking familiar with Coors.
Lesbians have decorated their house with the bottles that they've used.
They wear those hats. Name those their crocheted after fucking it. Hats like
but
that.
Because the rumor of the boycott gets out, but the rumor that, okay, everything's fine again. You can drink that. It was slow. Coors did an offensive into gay bars in the 80s, and they got,
I remember
they got their brand back, and Target had to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So they went from, like, you know, we want to be soft on the gay and lesbian thing to being like, oh, hell no.
They were selling Pride
who else,
shirts.
Yeah. Right. Who else is going to buy our drapes?
Unicorn shitting out rainbows. They had all kinds of things going on, like on a shirt.
How many? What
kidding.
Thread count was that?
40.
Wow.
Do you know who else?
They were coarse.
They were a non sequitur, but I know that's what we do. But I saw a Kindle commercial the other day for the Kindle
awesome.
Paperwhite. I loved it. And they're have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's just cute. At the have very you seen end, it clean? They have. At the end, they have this man and a woman is sitting here reading her Kindle, and this good-looking guy comes over and he starts chatting her up, and she thinks that he's hitting on her, and so they talk about the Kindle Paperwhite, and then she said, "My husband is at the bar getting me a drink," and he goes, "Oh yeah, so is mine." And then they look, and there's two men wave back at them.
It was cute.
That is cute.
It is cute.
Yeah. If I watch television, I might see that.
And I love that they didn't make a big deal out of it.
No, it was totally like, mine is too.
Because it's not a big deal.
Like, but you know the million moms will be on that.
Of course they will.
And I'm using the term million.
You mean the 75,000 moms?
Yeah.
But it's something that, you know, like typically when that kind of stuff comes out, they have it all over CNN beforehand. Well, Kindle's coming out with this new gay.
Right, it's what we keep talking about.
The gay Kindle?
It stops.
Exactly.
There's no shock value to it. Yeah, there's no
Orbitz
shock value to it.
Right.
So it stops being less and less.
Orbitz did it a long time ago with one of their commercials where they were doing a game show, like a buzz to win the prize. Okay. And it was two women. And it was like, you know, they had three different little game show podiums. And one of them was two women. And she got the question right and went, oh, and they like she turned and kissed her female partner. Like just a quick little, we got it right.
Sure.
And so,
I
of course,
remember that at all.
Yeah, it was out for a while, and then I was like, "Oh my god, babe, we have to use Orbitz. Let's use them all the time. Always booking on Orbitz.
It's a great idea."
And I do tend to go right to that company.
Oh, yeah.
Like as soon as I'm like, "All right, yeah, I'll get it."
Absolutely, I do it the same thing.
And I just got lazy, and because I now iBooks went on everything, so I don't have to put like. The Kindle wasn't on the phone, and I was annoyed by it. But now it does.
Now it is, right?
They found out about iBooks, and all of a sudden they went to the phone. So they just went everywhere.
I'm more into that Kindle app. I like it.
iBooks is so goddamn easy. I'm so lazy, but I was enjoying the Kindle.
I'm glad you people read stuff. What you got? Anything else, Mark?
You know, the only other thing this week, but next week I'll be better prepared.
I plan on having a meeting with you this week, but that all just went to shit.
Completely, it did.
Totally,
because
reached out to you to get that done.
She was chasing an ostrich.
I know.
I was. I was very busy.
Part of the meeting I wanted to have.
Well, and actually, the other piece of that was that every time I looked up, like if I were going to put some food in my mouth because they have like all these different things, I looked up and thought,
no,
oh honey, I'm well on my way. You know, good for me. I have a head start.
Yeah.
But don't have any more.
Okay.
Because people were not tiny.
it wasn't a petite crowd.
And a lot of ill-fitting clothes.
Sure.
lot.
No, yeah, I believe
male
you.
And ill-fitting.
Sounded like the Ren Fair.
Oh, okay. Keep going. So
you've never
Dixie
been.
Chicks.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's so fair. So the last week I had this about the Dixie Chicks. Do you remember that big, huge thing about the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah.
2006,
yes,
I think it was.
Life-destroying, and people were running over their CDs with tractors.
Right.
Yeah, it was really...
And don't we owe them an apology? There's an article
about...
Yeah,
there was
about,
an article like 10 years later, Dixie Chicks were right all along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they... I
actually
was,
read that.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting because it, what never made sense to me is that you have the Dixie Chicks... come out and basically just say, you know, George W. is a dick.
No, they just said, didn't.
But they might as well have.
We
I'm
wish
not
we lived in England.
We're sorry
we
to be from the same
no,
state.
No, they just said we're embarrassed that he's from Texas.
Oh,
we're with you all.
And they said they were in England, right?
They were in England when they said it. Yes.
Right.
And some and one of the country radio stations just
went berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went absolutely berserk. And
but I like that because every time it gets told, somebody escalates it into her saying something terrible, and all she—it was very benign.
It was about being embarrassed about George W.
Yeah.
And that's why that was me paraphrasing. But it says, just so you know, where this was their quote: "We're on the good side with y'all. We do not want this war, this violence, and we're ashamed the president of the United States is from Texas."
Yeah.
That was what they said when they were over there. And everybody went nuts. Like, it became a thing. And there was a poll on here. This poll, like, go ahead and click on it. How do you feel about the Dixie Chicks today?
Mm-hmm.
And 50% were like, we don't care. But the fact that it was only 50% that took this quiz, obviously, or this poll... But 20% were still that mad at them.
I really don't think they've even given them a thought in that long a period of time.
Exactly.
No, they
people held on to this.
And they still have. There's a place that does karaoke down in the Tempe area. I cannot remember if it's the Grace Inn, but I'll say it's the Grace Inn. And a friend of mine liked to go there, and she and I like to sing the Dixie Chicks together,
mm-hmm.
just for fun. We like to break out
a
little
sin wagon.
Inn? Sure.
Yeah. Huh.
Sail Inn.
No. That's right. The Best Western?
Oh, no, just kidding.
Yeah, it's the Grace Inn, the Best Western. There's like a bar and karaoke there, and she liked to go.
48th and...
Yeah.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
I know the people that hosted there. You hosted at BS West a long time ago.
Yes.
And the owner of the bar, and I think I have the wrong bar. I really do. I think it's somewhere else. I think I'm mixing up two different places. But anyways, the owner of the bar still will not let... He took the Dixie Chicks out of the book.
Get a clue. Get a life. Who cares?
And he still keeps it up. And I'm like, you know they were right? Like, it was kind of a mistake. Like,
right. Well, and I have such an issue with it because then you have some fucking Yahoo named Ted Nugent, who comes out of nowhere and is holding guns and...
This is what we need, the countdown clock, because he said that by April, if Obama was reelected, he would either be dead or in jail.
That's right.
So
we need to get a Ted Nugent.
Hopefully dead.
19 days.
I'm hoping for dead.
Well, and the thing is, like, I don't wish anyone any ill will.
No, you're right. But if you're going to say it,
but go away then.
We're not ready for that.
Be dead in the public eye. Like, just go away.
Sure. And maybe that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No, maybe not. And by the way, I'm not saying that after I walk out of this room, I won't be like, totally. But I just think he's this big douche who makes all these comments against
the president.
Obama.
Oh, right.
Like,
and then there was that congressman who invited him to the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Get a clue.
But that
this
was
man
my
threatened
thing.
To shoot. He yes. threatened to shoot Clinton.
That's right.
Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Like, literally on stage, they have it recorded that he was going to shoot her to sit on his gun.
Correct.
Like, the one that put it up he was going to insert it. No. And he threatened the president, and some fuckhead invited him to the State
Who
of the Union.
Who was that? Because I think we should boycott him, too. Maybe by April he'll be dead also.
Could be. Something
anyway,
like that.
Here's hoping.
Yeah, but that was why my deal was here. I say that he called him a sheep. Natalie Maine said, you're a dick about George W., but... She didn't, and here Nugent is
threatening the president.
That, right.
Literally.
Well, as we wrap up hour one, I want to end this hour with the top 8 least popular Pope names, as according to TheOnion.com. I don't understand all of them, but some of you might. Number 8, Pope Judas IV.
Okay.
Pope Chaim Ezra II.
Okay.
Pope Malcolm X.
Because that would be a 10. Pope Malcolm the 10.
Pope Corey.
Pope Corey.
Pope Weird Uncle Glenn.
The first.
Pope Cronus the Destroyer 1.
I like that one.
Pope Mark Paul Gosselaar. Yes. And number one, Mr. Pope. We'll be back with hour two.
Listening to after this. On Hugh Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
I'm so confused as to why these goddamn buttons don't work like they're supposed to work. I think we're going to actually have to buckle down and get a fucking producer.
An intern. You don't have to pay them. They get the experience.
Yeah, okay. ASU College of...
There's the logo. There's our my pretty face, which we got to change too. We all have to get together and do a goddamn photo shoot.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, we should do that at some point.
If she says eating a chocolate cake, I'm ready for it.
Right. Where's my goddamn shot? Oh, fuck.
It must have been Ted Nugent. Got you all.
I guess something. It's hour two. It's 8 o'clock. Thank you for being here on this disorganized, disarrayed version of the show on Q Talk America. I'm here with Katie, Marnie, and Al, our in-studio bartender, who's right now in Studio A putting together something. I'm not quite sure what, but there's a caulking gun involved. Oh, no, that's just laying on the desk. Never mind. I'm sorry about that. There is a box of Sani hands, though, that could be readily available at any point in time. Are we going, Al, how do you want to go with this? Are we doing drinking first? We're going to do the drinking disclaimer first. Oh, this is exciting. Let's see if I can do this without fucking it up. I'm not holding any promises at all. Stand by. I got to find the drinking disclaimer. Oh.
Then the video.
Oh, stand by. Hang on. Camera, that shot, overlay, that shot. Let's see if we can make this happen. It's 8 o'clock. We start the drinking game generally about this time. Sometimes earlier, sometimes later.
Yeah.
We'll see how this works out right here on Q Talk America.
And now,
you did it. Yeah.
We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Okay. I meant to do this last week and I forgot, but our drinking word is next caller.
Yes.
That's well kind of an homage to Molly Montgomery.
I found it on the list after we left. That's why I had to clean out the list. There was too much random
too much
shit
going
in there. That
on,
I
my
that.
Heavens.
Very busy.
So, drinking game, so it's next caller.
Next caller.
Next caller. Well, I'm sure we'll be able to figure that out throughout the course of the night. So now...
Now, is she allowed to turn that so her and Aaron can share the microphone?
Yeah.
Can I turn it that way?
No, yeah. Just turn the whole thing. There you go. Turn to every mic. Turn. Yes, you're fine.
We need help from the people in the audience because the only one I didn't get was Chaim Ezra, Pope Chaim Ezra.
I don't understand
And
what
I
that
tried
is
to Google it and I didn't. Nothing came up. So.
I'm sure there's some weird...
Please
Dungeons
help us
and
out and
Dragons
let us know.
Reference. I'm not sure what it is. Okay, now as we are getting ready to. I have to go over here and I have to look up shit. Entertainment. Where's the entertainment? There's that one.
Oh, entertainment. I have this ready.
Okay, cameras. I got to go with Al. Where's Al's camera? God damn it. I wish the screen was bigger. Joe, I want a bigger screen.
Damn it, Joe.
Because everything can't fit on one screen. I have to shuttle between shit.
Yeah, and so I honestly don't know what's down there in your nether regions.
It's a touch screen that runs the goddamn cameras. Okay, so now we're going to try to see if we can do this. You ready, Alfred?
Yes.
Here we go.
It's not very long, but...
You've never said that before.
I ran threatening Argo with a lawsuit.
Oh.
The Great Gatsby will finally open the Cannes Film Festival after all of us wondering. And I can't believe I'm the only person to bring this up, but it's Liza Minnelli's birthday today.
Oh!
How lucky are we?
How angry am I?
And shakeups at The View with our top contender so far to replace is Brooke Shields.
I heard there was a little bit of a behind-the-scenes rumble about that.
Well, there was all
was
kinds of...
Matter.
No, very strange. And I think it goes... But we were talking about demographics a lot last week. And when The View started, their thing was... You remember, she would start that thing with, I had a dream about a talk show with women of mm-hmm. different generations, yeah. blah, blah, blah. And she did. The Debbie Matenopoulos was in her 20s. Star Jones was in her 30s. Meredith Vieira was 40s.
I love Meredith.
Yeah, I do too.
Big fan.
Joy Behar was 50s, late 50s, and then Barbara was legitimately 60s. Well, now 16 years have passed. People have come and gone, and they have... Barbara Walters is in her 80s. I think Joey Behar is almost 70, if she's not 70.
She's out, isn't she?
Huh?
She's out.
So that's... I don't know if they just told her that they weren't renewing her contract and gave her a lot of notice to... put a spin on it, and they had made that offer to Star Jones. Like, they had told her weren't renewing, and they told her they would let her say whatever she wanted, however she wanted out.
And what did she say? I don't remember.
And no, she just came on the air and said that the show was going in a different direction. She kind of, like, didn't give them a chance to all kumbaya at the table. She just dropped it as a bombshell. It's like, and I'm done.
She did it ahead of time. Like,
yeah, they were going to plan something nice on Friday to say goodbye to her, but, you know, we don't let, you know, they gave her the shit can. But they were trying to let her save face, and it seemed like they were doing that with Joy Behar. And
I like Joy. I know a lot of people think she's obnoxious and whatever else, but I like her. We're on the same side.
Yeah,
so.
I think that demographically, they've just left themselves with no one in the right age bracket.
Sure.
Well, then as soon as she announced, and it was after the show ended on Thursday, too, which I thought was strange, that they didn't do it on the Thursday show before the weekend. Right. That she, after the show was over, she went on she did an interview and just dropped the bomb.
She is 70.
I thought so. So like I said, that's not in any demographic that anybody
wants.
I would
never expect her to be 70.
For Joy?
Yeah, for Joy.
Never.
I thought a little bit younger.
Because she was clear. She was close enough to Barbara's age that they could flip them around.
We're not getting you at all. It's like your mic is off.
Right here?
It has to be turned around.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no way you can do it that way. Sorry about that.
So she'll have to sit on the other side of you for sharing.
Something. There.
Hello.
There.
Yeah. Well, that's wild.
That's
why
they're positioned like that. In fact, yours is backwards.
It is,
but something's wrong. So try that.
But she always turns hers.
No, see there? Now
that's wrong.
Yeah.
They'll all be resolved and done correctly. So, and then I'll lock them down so nobody can move them anymore.
So then, well, she always moves her.
I know.
I do.
She fidgets like
she's
crazy.
She's bad.
So she's a fidgeter.
Yeah. Like, I didn't move this right.
Yeah. Very, when I come
we're just trying to find where you can sit and talk.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, why is there only that much in the blender?
I'm not a bartender, and so
clearly you don't
are we
cook
taste
either.
Testing?
Listen, we're taste testing, yeah, and
right.
I'm just going to keep tweaking until we've got it right.
Oh,
I like everything that you're doing right
I think
now.
We have a lot of products,
but you,
so
you
it's
do.
Fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't you wear your pretty little heads. I can
yeah.
all night.
Okay, so now stand by. So go ahead.
And my arms will never tire.
Pause for the cause. Go ahead and run the blender. Just do your...
This portion of the show has been deducted.
Next
is it
caller,
redacted
please.
Or deducted? I always get it wrong.
I like that.
What is the
time.
Real word? Redacted.
Redacted. There are.
Next caller.
There she is. Next caller.
So I got a drink.
Okay.
So then it came. Then the rumor went around that Elizabeth Hasselbeck had been fired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they were saying like, no, like our contracts, no matter what, go to the end of August. So good, bad, or otherwise, no one's changing here unless they like throw the microphone down and walk off till the end of the season. No one's contract is over. So The View was like...
It's really early to announce...
Right. And it wasn't coming from her, and they didn't address it. And then the rumor started that Barbara was leaving.
Okay, which makes a little bit better sense because of health.
Because of health reasons, but she'll be like the Pope.
Right.
So she'll be quitting?
So on Monday they finally addressed it, and the thing that they were saying was that Elizabeth Hasselbeck was too Republican for the viewers, and actually she's very center right. Like
I used to think so.
She used to be more Republican, but I think also on like that you have to have somebody that will offset
that
a bunch of women
point.
Saying, "Oh yes, I agree with you. I agree with you.
It's not
I agree
a,
with
it's
you."
It's not a conversation if somebody's right. not.
Yeah, you
on
have
the
to
other
have
side.
Her there.
And we should explore that.
fuck you.
I know. I don't want to.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I don't like Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Cheers. But you know what? She's pro gay marriage. She's pro gay adoption.
But is she? She's probably anti choice.
Right, right. Pro, yeah. Yes, so, yes.
Yeah.
It's called a dirty Girl Scout cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's a little kicky. It's a little strong.
A little kicky.
A little minty.
Oh, fresh good breath. Though? Fresh very breath.
I enjoy it. How much liquor is in it, though?
She stated plainly.
Said the woman who sounds like she's drinking a menthol cigarette right now.
If I ever write a novel, that will be the first line.
My girlfriend, Brenda Vaccaro.
Fuck you. Everyone, she stated plainly. That's how my first novel will start off.
Backwards and in high heels.
She stated plainly. So on Monday, they cleared it all up. Joyce.
More of it overall.
Yeah, it's good.
But any changes?
Oh, no, I think we're good.
I think we're good.
No.
No.
I think just keep going.
I think you're good. I think you're good.
Pretty much. If you like it, we're going to like it.
Stay calm and carry on.
No,
let it go, boys. But do you want the shake thicker?
I do.
I think
a little thicker.
I think a little more ice cream would be good.
I agree.
And there's white vanilla, whatever you fucking call it.
Yeah. So they came on and they said that Barbara is not leaving. Like, Barbara's the only one that's not leaving, and she said if anybody wanted to go, they were free to go. So that was kind of funny the way she said it. She's like, we wish you all well. If you want to go, go. But if not, stay. But so the one they keep talking about is Brooke Shields to replace her.
I'm a fan.
Because Brooke Shields, I guess she's been, well, she puts her hand in it. She's turned into like Vanessa Williams. She's tried her hand at everything.
And also, I like Vanessa Williams.
She's like, Brooke Shields has been on Broadway a bunch of times. They've put her in, substituted in a bunch of shows. Okay. She's good at that. She hosts. And I had this weird thought. I mean, if you can imagine, I've just been like kind of figuring out like child star the same time as Jodie Foster, same, you know, she made Pretty Baby, she made the provocative movies, she had the sexy jeans, she was a, you know, she's the Gerber baby. Okay. So another one, famous since the womb.
Right.
But she's 6 feet tall. And I think that always fucked up her career because all the possible co-stars for her in the early 80s are dwarfs. Like she's never going to be in a Tom Cruise movie ever. And every time.
But do you know why?
Because she's 6 feet tall.
No, because Tom Cruise went off about her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. But they're
you're
in endless,
just saying in
but,
general.
But they're in Endless Love together. I just bring up Tom Cruise because he's in Endless Love. Yes, he is in Endless Love. It's his first movie credit.
Really?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. So all her
that was Christopher Atkins. I did not see
right,
that
but Tom
thing.
Never seen it.
Tom Cruise is such a small star at the time that he's like
he is still a small
he's like
star.
Fourth tree from the left.
Got it.
But it's hard. She's got the Gina Davis curse.
Yeah, you're right.
She's
you're
got
right.
the Gina Davis curse where they can't too tall. Mm-hmm. But you
can't find a leading man.
Yep.
Because we can't
Brooke
admit
Shields
how
Shields is stunning.
Yep.
Right, but she's
naturally just beautiful.
She's 6 feet tall,
I just love
she
her.
Wears heels, but I love it when she's on The View because she always asks, like, "Are we even in the same shot?" When right, they do stand up segments where they're like doing like the cooking part, and she'll be and she's like, "Is anybody else in this shot but me?" Because there's like a full foot between her and Sherry Shepherd. It's hysterical. God,
Yeah. Wasn't she on that show with Kathy Griffin?
Yeah,
was
suddenly
on that
Susan.
Show.
She was Susan.
Oh, yeah. And that was really cute.
Yeah.
I remember kind of
she
liking
got that,
that
job.
Little sitcom.
She was funny on she did Saturday Night Live and was funny, and then she got a guest spot on Friends, and then people were like, oh, she can be funny, and they gave her a sitcom.
That's when I really started to like her, because I didn't really know her movies. Like, I just didn't know her, like, 80s stuff and her early stuff.
She was one of those people that, because she was a model... Right. She was
and
a child model.
Then she did the Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, she was like this icon that took went to movies, and then it just kind of she had like a little run as a like a tween star, but all sex. Like her movies were all dirty.
Yeah,
like she did Louis Malle Pretty Baby, where she plays a child prostitute in New Orleans. Like I mean, she's all her movies were kind of nudity and kind of sexy, and here
she's super well adjusted.
No, she's
for
a really big prude. Like she's a really big prude, and her mom was a really big prude. Mm-hmm. But her mom wanted her to be famous.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want Paul to be famous.
She commented
also.
on the Rex Reed thing when Rex Reed was bashing on Melissa McCarthy for being fat instead of on the movie, and so they because Brooke Shields was on The View, so they asked her like,
"Oh, I didn't see that one.
What was your relationship with Rex Reed?"
Okay.
And she was like, he was just so nasty to my mother. Like he took in the movie reviews of my movies, he would take on my mother.
And she's who was like, her mom? Was she an actress as well?
No. Oh, she was, sorry. But she's one of those famous
stage moms.
Stage moms,
okay, right.
And got a little bit of a bad press.
I would imagine most stage moms do.
Right, but I mean,
Dina Lohan, clean as a whistle, but you know, she just can't catch a break.
But now, but that's where you're talking. Like the difference is night and day. Her name was Terry, right? Terry Shields. Terry Shields. I can't remember if she's dead or alive.
I believe still alive.
She might
go up on the top of my list.
One of the famous teens from my era with the overbearing mom. The mom recently died. I can't remember which one. And Jodie Foster's mom. Oh, she's in a home or something.
The other
choice is Allie Wentworth.
Wentworth.
Yep. And she's so fucking funny.
She's George Stephanopoulos' wife. Yeah.
Who is that? And a great comedian.
She is a great comedian, but there are times where, like, all of a sudden, when she was on Oprah. Oprah would have her on as, like, a correspondent-y kind of person.
Oh.
And she was... I thought hysterical.
She's always hysterical.
Then she got onto The View. Like, there was some, like, just spots where she would fill in and this and that. And it was almost like she was trying too hard.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, you're
she's
like,
always auditioning. Because nobody knows what to do with her.
Wasn't she on Mad TV?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Allie Wentworth?
She looks like she was on Mad TV. She looks like one of the Mad TV regulars, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I know who you think she looks like.
And that's not her.
I don't think so.
I also feel like she was on The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, actually. No, different actress.
Yeah. But they all, everybody that you're saying kind of looks alike.
Pay no attention to the blender.
Where'd it go? So then Iran likes to sue movies because they don't go along with
I thought this was interesting. I did read this earlier. Yeah. And I think, didn't I send it to you?
In Living Color. That's what she was on.
Yes.
Living Color.
She was in Living Color.
I knew she was on a sketch comedy. Yeah.
So they threatened to sue Hollywood over.
And who in Hollywood do they sue? Who, I mean, you know,
well, no, it's they just say it. They're just trying to get it out there, and mostly they say it for the benefit of their press. Like that article says, like they just want that broadcast.
Oh, I didn't read the whole thing.
I figured
you would analyze it for me.
Yeah, that they just want that. It's kind of like Korea, North Korea, where they just send it out over their press saying. I'm good. It's not mixing with my delicious red wine, so I'm gonna pass.
More for other people. It's now mine.
It's now his. So, but they say
make
like
more.
Not Without My Daughter with Sally Field. I think that's who's in that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Right, but Iran threatened to sue over that.
Great
the movie 300. They say that because it's the Persians. And I'm saying it wrong too. Iran, not Iran. Iran threatened to sue.
So far away. Yeah. Next caller.
And that's one of my biggest pet peeves when people don't say it right. And they're going to sue me. And then, so that's just bogus. And the 300 lawsuit I had not heard about, but that's really funny because, you know, they're fighting the Persians. Mm. So I was like, well, seriously, you're going to sue people? And that's the whole thing is the lawyer was, they're trying to figure out, well, who exactly are you going to sue?
Just Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. The whole town. I'm going to sue
the sign.
The sign? Yeah. Right. Yeah. And speaking of that, an interesting part, I don't know if we ever talked about that. In the movie, they show the Hollywood sign in disrepair because in the 70s, it was very broken down. And like Alice Cooper bought the O. I can't remember. Alice Cooper owns a letter.
Oh.
Like there's all the stars that pitched in to fix. They all bought one letter. And I can't remember if somebody.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah. And somebody spearheaded the campaign and shamed everyone into doing it. But the Hollywood sign was actually done by late 78. So by the time of the hostage crisis,
it was already done.
It was already fixed. But that was like a little piece of fabrication, but just to give you a period piece. Which I always wondered, like, if you're going to set something in the 80s now in New York, do you put the Twin Towers in?
Most shows,
like the Carrie Diaries, are opting not to. They just don't ever show Lower Manhattan. That's their way out of it. They just stick with the Chrysler Building Empire State Building.
Just like The Wiz. How big of a segment are you going to take out of The Wiz by taking the Twin Towers out? Because they do that entire musical segment at the
saying. Like an 80s movie, yes, but if you do a period piece and you set something in the 80s,
I still think you have to leave it.
Well, you got to put them. You have to digitally restore them.
I understand that, but I'm still. Or you find footage that is of it already.
Right, right.
But if you're doing a period piece, I don't think you can. You can't just sweep it under the table. I think you've got to include it.
The Carrie Diaries, and there's one other show that's out right now that's dealing with it. And what they're doing is they're never showing anything from. They're never showing the Southern Manhattan.
Most
shows aren't filmed there. They have to do the establishing shot, like Friends. They always had to show you like some piece of the skyline or some part of Central Park.
To establish
New York, and then cut to a studio
in LA.
LA, yeah.
To me, that's the same. It's equivalent to, and I mean not being a political person, but just being a reality person, not reality show like her. It's just like if you're going to do a movie about World War II and you're not going to mention the Jews and you're not going to mention Hitler and you're not going to mention concentration camps, no.
Well, then it's not a movie about World War II.
Right, exactly. But that's what I'm saying.
No, but
right.
If the movie's not about Lower Manhattan, do you have to put that in the establishing shot? Like, can you just turn the camera?
No, I would say no.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in New York and you're going to be in 1984,
okay,
you're going to show a skyline of New York in 84.
Right, you're going to show it.
You
then
got
you
no
to.
Choice.
Yeah, if you're going to do a wide skyline, you know what I mean. Yeah. So very, very strange. And then The Great Gatsby is going
to. I did that without making a car reference. I want you to notice. Yeah, I did that whole thing without a car reference.
The Great Gatsby that Buddy and I have been looking forward to for all this time is finally going to open the Cannes Film Festival. I don't know. This movie keeps getting bumped and getting bumped, which a lot of times means it's either
not
really
good.
Sucks, but then to have be the opening film for Cannes means it's got to be really good.
I thought that was supposed to be really good.
Press. When you keep bumping and bumping, and then, like, are they trying to set themselves up for Oscars and realize that, like, Lincoln had taken, like,
too much for this past year?
Are we trying to get Leo DiCaprio his Oscar finally? Like, are we trying to keep him out of his own way to get an Oscar? Are we trying to, like, I've read nothing, so I'm kind of keeping my eye open to find out, like, what their goal is with all this. And then finally, the woman with so many godparents, it takes her a whole show to tell you who they are. Liza Mafucking Nelly.
Oh, Liza with a Z, at least with an S.
Next caller.
This explains why Dion Brown posted something about her today. I didn't realize it.
Because Liza with an S goes snuzz.
Not Z.
Yeah, it's Z90. 67. And here's one of those people that you think, isn't she 80 by now?
Really, you would think
but
so.
But because, another one, famous young, like...
Forever. Yeah. 3 years old.
Right.
No, really?
Yes.
Yeah. What was happening at three with Liza?
Her mom was Judy Garland.
Well,
that's why.
I guess you're right.
She's in... Oh, I never get this right. She's somewhere in Meet Me in St. Louis, I want to say.
You're correct.
Oh, she is.
You are correct.
Okay, because she's her mom's pregnant with her in one of them.
And then director or whatever.
Well, right, that's why I think she's pregnant. She's in the movie because she's pregnant at the time.
Okay.
But she does turn up in a later movie.
Let's
and then 18 years old.
But she wasn't doing any acting at three.
No, but she
not
was,
shortly, not there no, much not after t- that. She was already after. Acting and or singing.
But Heloise, the famous children's book, Heloise at the Plaza, is about her living in the Plaza Hotel when her mom was like broke and they were wearing all their clothes and skipping out on the bill. She's not the poor little rich girl. That's Wood Woolworth, but
Heloise at the Plaza.
At the Plaza is Liza, and everybody's her godparents. And first Tony Award at 18 years old for Flora the Red Menace. So. I mean, Broadway star at 18 years old. Right. Like, just three Tonys, an Oscar.
I want to win a Tony.
Emmy. If she could win a Grammy, she'd be an EGOT, but she doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Rita
Moreno has an EGOT.
Oscar.
I just saw a totally random thought. Why not? We have everything else random on this. CBS Sunday Morning last Sunday did a segment with Rita Moreno. Obviously, another person you don't realize how goddamn old she is. She's 81.
What?
Yeah. Rita Moreno.
See, now I would have put her more at like 67.
Still dancing, 70. Still singing, doing her thing on Broadway, yada, 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 yada. But
she's amazing.
But they said because she had an EGOT. And she's standing in her living room and she's like, I have this. And she goes, I don't know where the Grammy is. Where is it? And she's like, I don't know.
And hers are on
hers. Center Street as well.
Huh?
What? I was just looking up, but because I remember they had someone like that on NPR. And I thought that's who you're talking about. But all I know her from is... West Side Story.
But she plays the mom on Fran Drescher's new series on TV Land.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't. I watched
Happily
that.
Divorced.
She was also the
nun.
But Sesame Street, I know.
Right.
She, Law and Order: Criminal Intent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for Vincent D'Onofrio.
She has never stopped working that Rita Moreno.
She's amazing.
And she's like Suzanne Summers. Like, you can make fun of her all you want to. Yeah. She's got a career going.
Right.
Well, and she's amazing.
And she's this tall.
I mean, really.
She's so tiny.
Yeah. And she won't be in a movie with Brooke Shields anytime soon.
No.
Next caller.
No. Yeah. Oh, there was one.
I thought we'd enjoy that.
My girlfriend just pointed out that there's one other birthday today. As we're drinking dirty Girl Scout cookies, it's the Girl Scouts birthday.
Happy birthday to them. They knocked me down and made me buy boxes of cookies on Sunday at the Fry's at 7th Street and Countback.
How hard that must have been for
you. Well, I fell down on purpose. And then I'm like, okay, fine. I'll take three Thin Mints, some Dosey Dos, It was just easier not to have to break the 20.
Exactly.
So I just, there were good five call. Boxes, $4 each, and we're
fine,
done.
Fine, fine. I'll take them.
First off, the air conditioning works in this building for the first time since we've been here.
Yes, I have requested that.
Thwink.
Thank God.
Thank God.
With all of that.
How I get by with this kitchen.
You've now become Elmer Fudd.
Chateau de Pope.
Next caller.
Chateau Neuf de Pope.
Yeah, that's going to make you a little bit warm.
I like it. You're going to have to keep saying that. It's that should have been the drinking
delicious.
Word.
Delicious. Whose birthday? Oh, the Girl Scouts. We already said.
Girl Scouts. Yep.
So, Rita Moreno, strangely enough, I think Laurence Olivier is the only other one that they're all performance. Rita Moreno's are all performance. Like, Whoopi Goldberg is a daytime Emmy, and her Tony is for producing Thoroughly Modern Millie. So, her, do you know what I mean? They're not all...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're not all performance.
Got it.
But Rita Moreno's are all performance.
Oh.
And everyone...
That's
and the,
impressive.
The thing
that's
about,
a big... That's a really
it's,
big
it's
deal.
It's hard to do. There's most of the EGOTs are like Richard Rodgers.
11
or like,
artists have won in all competitive categories. Only 11. Audrey Hepburn is among them. Rita Moreno. Whoopi Goldberg.
No, hers are not performance.
Okay, these are just qualifying. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Competitive categories.
Competitive.
It's Richard Rodgers, Helen Hayes, Rita Moreno, John.
Helen Hayes.
Gielgud.
He's from Arthur.
It looked European.
So John Gielgud,
have you ever
right.
seen Arthur?
He was the butler
he's
in Arthur.
He's the butler in Arthur.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Audrey Hepburn, Marvin Hamlisch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, dead.
Jonathan Tunick. Mel Brooks.
Ew. Yep.
Yes.
Mike Nichols, Whoopi Goldberg, Scott Rudin.
Scott Rudin is, and I say this for my movie people, if you see the name Scott Rudin, he's a good gay. He makes all the good gay movies, The Hours.
Yep.
Just go.
Chicago, you just go. If you see Scott Rudin, you're in good hands.
Wait, and then there's qualifying award summary. These are non-competitive awards. Barbara Streisand.
And that doesn't count at all because she does not have a Tony. I hate when people bring her up.
Well, then why? And it says Liza Minnelli in here. And James Earl Jones. Because, what does that mean?
He got it for saying
Barbara
this
got
is
an
CNN.
Entertainer of the Decade. Tony, or she got like a special commemorative Tony. Doesn't count.
Okay.
You're off
she
the
never
list.
Won a Tony.
Liza Minnelli does not have a Grammy.
A Grammy, I'm sorry.
And which is the strange thing because she's a singer that she doesn't have the singing award. No Grammy.
Yeah, but did she win like a,
she
lifetime,
has a lifetime
achievement?
That doesn't fucking count.
Oh, that's
way.
What they're saying.
Next
non-competitive.
Right.
By the way, there's also a couple of other birthdays, and one of them just made me want to throw up. There's Marlon Jackson, of course, that everyone is. I was going to celebrate that today, and I forgot.
I just set down my cake.
Yep. Daryl Strawberry, James Taylor, which makes me happy.
Oh,
and Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
oh
that
God,
being
I
the case,
that.
I know, right?
That is good. Too
so
poor
that
to vote
kind
Republican.
Of, I mean, I just enjoy the fact that Liza Minnelli trumps Mitt fucking Romney. I can't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ron Jeremy porn star.
No.
Yeah.
My best
this
friend
this is
Casey.
Actually a yep, pretty big
right.
day.
Casey Olson.
Happy birthday.
That's a big day.
That's a lot of talent.
91, Liza got her star on the Walk of Fame.
Barbara Feldon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and my mom's favorite, Gordon McRae.
She has primetime Emmys. She has a Best Actress Award for the film festival. It's all good.
Oh, she is. Yeah, she's got
IMDb.
I mean, Liza cleaned up in 1972. 1972 was Liza's peak, and she's been sliding down that slide ever since.
Yeah. I wanted to read. I've got to pull it up right quick. I want to read what Dion Brown put on Facebook today because it was very funny.
Dion's
what he was
funny.
Saying. Oh, he Dion's is. Funny. In fact, Katie, the next time you're out, he's going to be filling in for you because I'm going to request it.
He'll be fun.
Actually, either you or Marnie, because I don't know. You both seemingly have trips to go somewhere at some point.
I don't have a trip for a long time. I'm going to Park City, but that's not until like July.
Oh, well, the way out. Good.
Yeah.
You got that. There's Dion Brown. Stand by. Let me read what he wrote, because it was very funny today in reference to it. And I bet I didn't realize when he posted it what it was, because I didn't read the whole goddamn thing. By the way, he takes more pictures. He takes about as many pictures of himself out and about as Aaron Lopez does.
Aaron
he really
Lopez
does
a lot.
That's
Dion Brown posted, yeah. You go, Liza. A double hip replacement, chemical and alcohol dependency issue. Talented, if not a little neurotic, mother. a gay dad, a few gay husbands. An Academy Award, a Tony Award, a Grammy Award, an Emmy Award. And in short, just being fabulous. She's still here. Happy birthday, Liza.
And two knees. I saw her in concert after she had both hip surgeries and both knees replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And she did this little soft shoe thing. It was horrible. It was seriously like, I'm not your grandmother. Stop trying to dance.
But God bless her.
But then the backup dancers came forward and they're like, she just had both knees and both hips replaced. So the fact that she's walking.
Walking is a plus, yeah. Right.
And she's standing. She didn't sit down once. She stood up and did a 2-hour concert.
She's a champ.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And yeah, standing just, ovation after standing ovation. Like, I mean, seriously, I think there was like nine standing ovations through the course of the show.
Sure.
And the guy next to me was like, that wasn't a very good concert. I'm like, what more do you need from a human?
Right, right. Yeah. Now, we just saw her down in Tucson 3 years ago,
I think
it was. 3-4 years ago at the most. Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, and then we were waiting.
She sounds like a gravelly voiced frog now.
She was fantastic. And I'll be honest with you, that's what I was waiting for. I thought she sounded fantastic.
Oh, good. Okay.
And she was like moving up there. And yeah, I mean, she didn't look like she did back in the day. But really?
Yeah.
I mean, get me up there.
65 years old, right?
Seven. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm saying like subtract three.
Yeah. I mean, it was just amazing to watch her. And I waited outside. I waited outside for her, and you know, because I'm kind of a stalker.
Oh,
and,
I do that. Yeah. I'm
not... And I was. I just wanted to brush her arm. I mean, are you kidding? Yeah. 1 degree of separation from Judy Garland.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I just wanted to
vagina.
Right.
Next
no,
caller.
I did not want to.
I didn't realize.
No.
Obviously, now that I realize today is her birthday, she's literally, because she was born in 46, she's a year older than my mom. I didn't realize that. Her middle name is May. Do we know what the reference is?
Oh, for the love of God. Yes, it's one of her godparents.
Who?
I don't know.
May West?
Seriously?
May West?
She tells so many of them.
For the love of God.
But she's named after the Gershwins wrote a song.
Called Liza,
right. And all the clouds will roll away. And they wrote it, and that's how Judy picked the name.
I recall hearing that.
They influenced. So, like, one of the Gershwins is her godparents. May, I can't remember
that
her last
just
name.
It's exciting to have that much fame and notoriety and, you know,
and it
talent.
Changes. Sometimes it's Gene Kelly that's her godfather. Sometimes it's Kay, whatever her name is, that she does tributes to. It changes. Every time you see her, she's got a new set of godparents.
I like how
she could have actually had all those godparents. No. Judy Garland could have just been.
I think it's
wacky.
Everywhere that Judy dropped her off when she was off on another bender, or when Dad was out dating some guys.
Right? Vincent Minnelli.
Vincent Minnelli. He directed Gigi and Singing in the Rain. He directed Gigi, Meet Me in St. Louis. And then what's his? He has the big one. An American in Paris is his beautiful one. But he was a makeup artist. Okay. and that's why Judy Garland was trying to become an older actress. She was trying to grow up, even though it was only 3 years after The Wizard of Oz. She needed to like stop playing 12.
Right.
And he photographed her and literally hand painted her for Meet Me in St. Louis to make her beautiful. Because she's an odd duck, you know?
Right.
But she looks a lot like Anne. Look at Anne Hathaway, and it's just Judy Garland. Like,
you're so right.
Yeah, you're just waiting for Anne Hathaway to make her.
Anne Hathaway, didn't she several years ago do Me and My Shadows?
Yeah. No, that's not her. That's, but,
it's not her?
No.
I never put that together.
But you're right. She looks just like Judy Garland.
Looks just like her.
Too tall, though.
Yeah.
But the other thing was, Katie, and forgive my if I heard your missed you when you're talking about this. Part of the reason that Vincent Minnelli and Judy Garland got together was that Hollywood was trying to hide the fact that he was a gay man. So they
He thought he was straight at the time. No.
That's not what I heard.
Because he was a director. No one cared. They weren't trying to pull him anywhere. No one knew his name till he married her.
I was told that.
No. He thought he was straight that week. No. That was all legit. No one pushed them. Debbie Reynolds is the one that married the first heterosexual ever found.
Yeah.
Because when they asked her why she married such a cad, she was like, they kept sending me on dates with gay guys. The first time I met someone that wanted to sleep with me, I married him.
Which was Eddie Fisher.
It had been years since she'd met a heterosexual male.
But I stand corrected.
She's very funny with that. Yeah.
I thought that was a part of the staging of Hollywood.
No, because no one knew who he was. A director. No one cared. He was never an actor. He was, I think.
But I thought part of it was they were trying to get her to appear older, so they wanted her to be married.
They didn't want her married at all. And they made her abort the first baby. Like, they did horrible, horrible things to her.
Oh, so there was another Liza somewhere?
Yeah. They made her. Ooh. They forced her into an abortion. Oh, yeah. The Judy Garland story.
Somehow
that's
I
fabulous
missed
reading.
That.
Fabulous
and
reading.
And where do I get to watch that? Do I have to read it? Or
you have to go to Al's house, get wasted.
Well, I have the book, but there's a movie called Me and
Bring
My
Your
Shadows.
Own Pillow. Okay, and that's about her.
I have Me and My Shadows on VHS I recorded years ago, and I've never watched it.
It's got Judy. Oh, Judy.
Judy, not Bloom.
No.
Hang on. I've got IMDb pulled up right
Oscar,
now.
Oscar nominee for Damages and...
Glenn Close.
No. That's Dangerous Liaisons.
Rose Byrne. She was not alive.
Me and My Shadows.
Nope. Oh, my God. It made her so famous.
Okay, Me and My Shadows. Kate Keith Hudson, Bill Head. That's not their same one. Me and My Shadows. Isn't that funny?
That might not.
Kate Hudson was on
it. That's not what it's called.
No, Life with Judy Garland, Me and My Shadows. Boom, right here. Stand by. Coming up. Pulling up. Fast internet. Miraculous. Somehow figuring it out.
Oh, Judy Davis.
Judy Jesus Davis. Christ. That's it.
Judy Davis.
That's it.
And then the girl who played her as a young girl is just shockingly good. And she won an Emmy Award, too. Tammy Blanchard. I've seen her on Broadway a few times. And if you look at the picture, she looks
like
her.
When I was little, we had a VHS player. We had two VHS tapes. That's it. Because we were just not movie people.
Please, God, tell me one of them was Cabaret.
One of them was The Wizard of Oz.
Good choice.
Good choice.
And that was because of my dad.
Dad's gay?
But that's come
that's
up like 2 weeks in a row.
That's the 19th time that you've asked. He also,
and he also wants to bartend for us.
He wants to bartend with us. And he'd also like to perform in the stage play of Le Cage
aux Folles.
Yeah. Which he's a fun guy. But anyhow. And we had, so we had that. We also had The Black Pollyanna with Rudy Huxtable on it. I don't know. It was weird. But it was taped off TV. It was strange.
Next caller. Yeah, that was weird. That was weird.
But we used to watch Wizard of Oz over and over and over. It was our only VHS, and we watched it all the time. And my dad loved it, like I said, and he used to show it every year in his speech class.
Did he also act it out at some point in your living room?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you kind of have to.
Yes, in our living room, in his speech class, he would do the Lollipop Kids. He would do things that the lion was doing. It was fun. Anyway, so I don't know a ton about Judy Garland, but I have very, very fond memories.
That's all you need is Wizard of Oz.
You
got 90% of it.
It's a big part of my childhood.
I can't remember what holiday that was on every year, but like Mary Poppins was always Thanksgiving, The Wizard of Oz was on at the same time every year, and my sister would lay on the couch together and watch it.
I feel like it's a Halloween around Halloween.
But that's what I'm going for. Like, I thought it was a scary movie. Like, I was so terrified of those flying monkeys.
Of the monkeys!
That my sister would have to hold me through the whole movie because
I was scared at that part.
I thought the movie was
all the time.
Terrifying.
I was horrified.
Well, those fucking monkeys it was.
Right. So then as I got older and somebody was talking about
we are the Lollipop Guild.
Yeah.
Not those monkeys. Those are different.
My dad sings that one.
Scared me.
Yeah. I mean, so much of it was like Epicray.
Yeah.
So...
That's
European pigs.
I feel like we're going back. We're back in your basement right now.
Totally.
So, but my sister would have to like hug me through the whole movie because she realized that I just had no idea what we were watching. So later, when I heard that there was like a stage musical, I'm like, oh, did they write songs for it? Right. And they were like, no, it's a musical. And I'm like, okay, I love musicals. That's not a musical.
That's a horror.
So I was in my 20s. So I was like, all right, I have to rent this again. And I was amazed as an adult when I went back and watched it. I'm like, these people never fucking stop singing.
Yeah.
The only part that they don't sing is like the opening 2 minutes and the rest is one long
Toto,
song.
What do you think is good?
I was cracking up. I was so terrified I never noticed all the delightful music in it.
You're just waiting for those damn flying monkeys.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I absolutely had no idea. I just said it was a horror movie about a girl with a pair of kiki shoes.
One of the things I heard this week, because obviously the Great and Powerful Oz came out this week and blew box office stuff out everywhere.
What have you guys heard? What's the...
Really mixed.
I feel like Barbara wrote a review about it.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
She really liked it. And then a couple of people that I sometimes agree with them were like, stay away.
Yeah, because I'm going this Sunday.
But if you're comparing it to The Wizard of Oz.
No, there's no reason to do that.
Some people are doing that right. I've heard from, and I mean this in the most polite way possible. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. Like, how are you going to be this is nothing like The Wizard of Oz. No shit,
it's not,
Sherlock.
It's a prequel.
Isn't it a prequel?
That's like saying that...
And it's 2013.
Right.
And it's fucking 3D.
Correct.
We barely got color on the first go-round.
Absolutely. And so when you have all of that, it's like, come on.
One of the things that I heard this week on the radio that was interesting, and I probably never would have realized it if somebody else would not have brought it up.
Either way.
Clearly.
Same shit.
The Great and Powerful Oz is a Disney movie. Okay? And Warner Brothers owns...
No, MGM
MGM's owns. Own, I'm sorry, MGM owns MGM Wizard Golden. Of Oz. In MGM the Great Golden and Powerful Man. Oz, there is no, absolutely no reference to the ruby slippers. Because Disney didn't want to pay MGM to talk about that.
No, not only that, but MGM had somebody on the set daily to tell them how close they could come... Because they're following the Frank Baum books, and MGM did The Wizard of Oz, right. and they changed a lot of stuff. Like, in the books, they're silver. Oh. They're silver slippers. They're
I didn't realize that.
But the silver doesn't
look as good on
right.
screen.
It didn't photograph right, and it didn't pop in Technicolor.
Sure,
sure.
So they went with ruby. So and like in Wicked, they're silver again because
that's original.
Yeah, they went there. They're following.
Remember that? I didn't even notice.
That they're silver. So in this one, they and I was like, well, why not just make the choice? Because and clearly now I know it's not true. Like I'm like everybody knows they're supposed to be silver. Everyone's read the books,
but not everybody. No,
definitely
no.
not. So
I never.
Well, because I think most people's first interaction with Dorothy and the story is The Wizard of Oz, and they're red, and so that's just what it's supposed to be.
But then in all the behind the scenes things, like I've seen so many featurettes on the making of the movie where they show her. With or it's not even her. I think by the time they got to Ruby, they had gotten rid of Shirley Temple. But I think in Shirley Temple's audition, she's wearing her color tests. And they're like, well, they don't pop.
Yeah.
So they chose to go with red shoes and they had to alter them so they couldn't look. They had to be like a different style of shoe. And then I think there's a reference in the movie to Dorothy, but they have to be really careful like how they portray her because...
They can't portray
her dress
the
was
Dorothy.
So iconic. Yeah. Well, no, they can because Dorothy's from Frank Albom's book.
But the way she looks.
Like, they have to be very careful with how iconic that... Because she only wears one dress for the whole movie. She never changes.
Right.
That gingham, whatever the hell she's wearing.
So right. cute.
Yeah. The sleeves. Yes. So they have to be very careful because it turns out...
I think I'm going
to
be her for Halloween next year. Decision and made.
A pregnant?
Oh, yeah. I think it would be fun for us to be Peppermint Patty and Marcy.
Oh, my God.
No!
She's opposed.
Which one's which?
By the way, she'd totally be Peppermint Patty. She used to wear Birkenstocks with socks. What the fuck is that?
She's never raspy enough voice.
Sure.
At this point right now, apparently I could be Peppermint Patty.
Yeah. And I'd totally be Marcy and walk around in Color Sir.
Color Sir all the time.
But
weird.
Sir.
Weird. Party.
But next caller.
Because you know how next time. So you know how I always talk about what fucking just how awful Disney is about everything.
Yeah, you get upset about that.
No, I mean not upset, but just that they sue everybody. They're always in courts trying to get things changed their way.
But they're so
because
happy.
Didn't you say you had a lot to say about Walt Disney one night?
Oh yeah, sure. He's horrible. Yeah. I mean anti-Semitic the whole thing.
No.
We'll get ready for the lawsuits. But but they always they take something and rape it to pieces and then now they're getting they can't do everything they want to because now MGM's like, oh, no, fuck you. We're not going to play nice with you. You
your
fuck
dicks.
With everybody that comes around your stuff.
Sure.
So we're coming back at you.
But now the Wicked was based off the books. Mm-hmm.
No, Wicked is based off McGuire.
The book Wicked,
which is another, it's the other side of the story.
Yeah.
He just took it and flipped it on its head.
Oh, right.
What happened before
Dorothy
arrived.
Wicked just made me cry at the end. When it all kind of comes full circle, I was just so happy. I just how they fit it all together. And it was just the coolest to me. I just loved.
Yeah, I thought it was an amazing show.
Yeah. Huh?
The book is nasty.
I don't like, I don't care for the book.
No, I hate it.
Wait, why?
Like, it's nasty, dirty. My students will say I want to read the book. And I'm like, hell no. Like, because it's dirty. I don't like it at all.
I don't remember it being dirty.
It's crass.
Oh,
okay.
It's really crap. I don't know.
She's very
innuendo.
And I find her.
Well, yeah. Okay. I couldn't get through.
Just gratuitous. Crass for crass's sake. Like, no.
See, now my problem was just that she's too ambiguous. Like, she just kind of stumbles across. She does nothing on purpose. Everything's kind of she accidentally casts this spell and she accidentally does this and you don't know if she really does this. And I'm like, make a fucking decision. I hate stories
you
about
mean
weak
in,
women.
You mean in the show though? Because by the
in the book.
Oh, okay, because I'm gonna say by the in the show.
No,
she does a couple of little accidental this. Oh. But then she's, very deliberate.
No, she sings Defying Gravity, and she owns it.
Yeah.
Like, she flies up, throws her broom at you, and says, fuck
tears.
You.
Did I just miss... Were you talking about the witches? Or no? What were you just talking about?
Wicked.
Yeah, Wicked.
I love it so much. Wicked.
I didn't realize, and I only saw this, and again, obviously never read the books, only saw Wizard of Oz. Now, there are three witches in Great and Powerful Oz. There's three different ones. Okay. So how do we lose one aside from the house? How do we lose?
Well,
is that where we lose it?
She was bi.
No, is that that how we lose her? Because we've got in Wizard of Oz, then you've got.
I don't remember there ever being and in Wicked they bring it up. They get a third witch because there's three witches in the Wizard of Oz, and you just never know where is the South. Like, how can you?
But you've got Good Witch Glinda. You've got the Bad
good witch,
and then the witch
and
that
then
dies
you've got
of the
maybe
East.
Witch.
She's from the East.
The one who gets
That's
killed.
The Wicked Witch of the East is Munchkin.
Glinda's from the North.
Glinda's from the North. or she's the Wicked Witch of the North. Okay. I mean, she's the Good Witch of the North, mm-hmm. and then you have the Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay.
And then
and that's
allegedly,
why the South is so pissed right now, because they're like, they're still angry.
Okay.
Who is?
For a lot of reasons. Just the witch that they initially had didn't have teeth. Wasn't? Am I wrong?
What are you talking about? I love
No.
She's making a toothless South reference.
Oh, oh, okay.
Tyler, do not send all your mail to Marnie Ryer and Kara Cuta. Next caller.
Yeah, so I and so there's the three witches, and then the story of Wicked is how the three get their places. Like, how does Glinda is from the north part of, like, mm-hmm. he draws it, like, not only did David McGuire, what the hell? Oh, she left. Aaron? Gregory McGuire, I can't think of his name.
Gregory
McGuire.
Okay.
He drew a map. So he put Munchkin Land in the east, and he put where Glinda is from in the north. Like, he drew out a map to explain where they all were.
It's a screen at the front of the show.
Right, and that's from the front part of the book where he shows you a map. And then Elphaba, which is the Wicked Witch of the West name, she escapes to the west. When she mm-hmm. goes, when she turns bad, she goes to the west to hide. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of a whole thing, but I don't, that mm-hmm. part of it, because the Wizard of Oz books are about Dorothy. Like, so everyone's just adding their own flourishes to what already exists.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So all of this has nothing to do with the original books. They're just taking their own ideas.
Okay.
Can I tell you guys a really exciting
and they're adding
fun fact?
They're adding origin stories to everything.
Yes. Yeah. Katie, please add something fun to this conversation.
Here's an exciting fun fact. I am actually...
Because we went way further with Liza Minnelli's birthday than I had any intention.
No, but it's more... yes.
It's distant gay. Relative.
Better than talking about the Pope.
To Glinda the Good Witch. Billy Burke is my cousin.
Really?
Like fifth or sixth or something.
And you know where she
but
ends
that's
up?
That's true. We are related.
Dead like everyone.
And
no.
According to all
you don't
of
mean
the
Billy Barty.
Billy Burke.
Oh, okay.
Definitely Burke.
Billy Barty. That was good.
Not totally sure who that is.
Next He's a
color.
Midget.
One of the legends.
Good.
Perfect.
Still dead. Little guy.
He's Perfect. Not going to be in a movie with Brooke Shields either.
You can see right over him.
Good.
Yeah.
But Billy Burke was apparently like hideous bitch. And when she was kind of in Hollywood at that time, and she was just like...
And she stayed, because you know where she turns up is 16... That's the second 16 Candles reference. She's Molly Ringwald's grandmother in 16 Candles.
Oh, that's right.
She's the one that's smoking the cigarette.
Yeah. Oh!
Look at her boobies.
Good Witch Glinda.
So perky.
Good Witch Glinda is 16...
Googling
really?
My yep. cousin,
that's
Billy.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have to look it up.
Oh, that's awesome. Sorry. That was an accident.
Somebody ought to fix that.
That's great.
We'll get it right on that.
But
right.
I should probably IMDb that. Aaron, you're doing a stellar job of...
Thanks, we're out of ice cream, though.
We have a whole other thing of vanilla in there.
Yep, it's not been chocolate chip, but we have vanilla.
Yeah, but we'll have chocolate chips.
Absolutely.
When you guys were talking about the...
I don't know. Billy Burke was born in 1884. So I don't know if she was around in 16 Candles.
Oh, there she is, Billy Burke. Not dead.
Well, I don't know. She died in 1970, and that wasn't...
No,
okay. That was in the 80s.
No, you're
okay,
right.
Somebody from the Wizard of Oz is in 16. It plays the grandmother in 16 Candles.
Let's see.
That's why I said I think we better check that because could be off.
Well, I didn't know that. It's great.
But when you guys were talking about the prom for HRC, and I'm like, the theme is Molly Ringwald got a new hip. And I know it's not Annie M because she's really old.
Oh yeah.
Lord, I like how we're all Googling.
Well, I know.
It's
quiet.
Somebody's got to remember to talk. Okay, so I don't know who it is then, but I got to find out what the grandmother's name is.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't find it.
Well, there's an urban legend that's been going around for years.
Maybe it's just a damn lie.
Yeah. Well, and the Wicked Witch of the West was in the coffee commercials for years. Margaret Hamilton.
She was in Maxwell House.
She was in Maxwell House coffees for years.
Right. Yeah.
And she's
very unfortunate looking as the...
Yeah.
She was on the Waltons, too, I think.
I love that word.
Just unfortunate.
That's
looking.
Unfortunate.
All right, so what's on your list? Because last week we went way too long.
Oh, that's okay. I just had a couple of things, and I had them, like, kind of just split out.
What? Have you figured out what you're going to do with your segment? You get your thing. It's...
Oh, I thought that was the last hour.
Oh, is that last hour?
Oh, we'll do last hour. Okay, so I'll blow through this pretty quickly. I want to address, since we've talked about it like almost every...
Fuck it.
See, it is live, everybody.
Yeah. No shit.
This week, more than ever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So since we've talked about it every week,
Dorothy Baker played the grandmother.
I'm certain that you, of course, watched The Walking Dead. Nothing, no big crazy surprises here this week, but it was, I mean, it was a good one, moving the plot forward, because let's, like, move forward with this weird prison Woodbury thing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it was
good, but it was, like, no big surprises, nothing crazy. Okay, so there was another gigantic sinkhole.
What?
It wasn't as gigantic as the first. It didn't swallow anyone alive, but it took up someone's like whole front yard and driveway in Pennsylvania. Stuff?
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
There was another one on a golf course that swallowed another guy, but he got out.
Oh, my God.
They're everywhere all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. So, and is it they're everywhere all of a sudden, or one got covered in the 24/7 news cycle and now they all are? You know what I mean? Because they've been all over Florida for a long time.
Right.
And now they're just like getting major coverage. But anyway, it's just freaky deaky that it was, and the whole neighborhood was evacuated in this Pennsylvania neighborhood. The other headline that makes me a little bit crazy, we sort of touched on it, is that there is no new pope. There was black smoke coming from the Vatican.
Right.
And do you just feel like it's all a big weird stage play? Like, it's just weird. Well, like, it's so fucking dramatic. Like, why do we need smoke? It's like the weird burning bush that probably didn't really happen.
They made Moses?
They burn the ballot. That's how they destroy the ballot, so that they never know who did it.
But I did find out because
how do they make a white smoke? How do they make the white smoke?
No, they add something to make it black, right?
Can I just tell you?
Please do.
Next color.
And you may.
Here's what it is. They actually, and if you look it up online, you'll see there's two stoves that they have installed. There are two new stoves that they have. One's for the white smoke, one's for the black smoke.
Okay.
They actually, because when they did Pope John Paul, that far long ago, I take that back. My bad. It wasn't for, it was either Pope John Paul or the dumbass that just retired. One of the two. The issue was that when they were burning the ballots, it was like this weird gray smoke. So the media latched on. They were like, is this white? Is it black? What's going on? They didn't know what to do. So they added chemicals because, you know, we're all about environmental safety.
Yeah.
They added chemicals to make sure that they get a black smoke for sure so that they can differentiate. It was, again, on radio today that
why
I heard.
Why can't they just put out a press release?
Yeah, why can't they just tweet the goddamn thing?
Because
this ceremony has been going on for so long and they keep it with tradition.
And like, I'm pretty sure somewhere there's a young child.
And I can't remember
what they used to add to it to make it black, but it was
cow shit.
Yeah, but I mean, it was literally like 13th century kind of stuff.
I mean, I get that it is tradition. And I suppose that some traditions need to be, you know,
and
respected.
The conclave means with the key because they're locked in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing is why can't someone just come outside and say, like, nope, didn't find one yet?
Well, he does. He walks out. He immediately walks out.
They ring a bell.
He does come out.
They ring. The smoke goes up and then he immediately walks out and is introduced to the crowd and then he goes back in and then he's officially coronated or whatever the word is, like 4 or 5 days later.
Billy Bird, or Bernice Bird, is the one who played her grandmother.
Right.
Is not who you were saying it was.
But they've been
saying that for years. I mean, I heard that from the very get-go. That was her.
Such a close name that it made sense.
Well, since he said that, I don't feel nearly as bad about saying that Hollywood was trying to marry Liza Minnelli and Vincent Minnelli off. Or Judy Garland and Minnelli, yeah.
Well, I think that the traditions are weird. I think they're outdated.
They're very outdated.
But, well, you know, I guess outdated. It's tradition. Yeah, the whole thing is just stupid.
Why
Shut
is
up, Catholics.
Proud of shoes? Yeah.
I know.
Again, I haven't seen any part of the world in because they've been popeless. I haven't.
Yeah, that's very true.
Girl Scout cookies are being sold. Things are happening.
Yeah, things are happening.
The fucking stock market has been stellar for days.
Probably because
they just capped off the longest run in I forget how many years of growth.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah. So we like that. So in guns.
But we're going to be socialists soon.
Well, that's Obama's
fault.
That'll
be fun.
In guns, a 6-month-old baby in Chicago, this is super depressing, died after the six-month-old was shot 5 times in a car at a point-blank range. Uh-huh. A dad was pulled over in a Chicago inner-city neighborhood.
They're having a lot of issues in Chicago. My God.
And, they think that it was gang violence, and so I understand that when you're talking about guns, you're not going to take guns out of people's hands, out of criminals' hands. I get it. But this someone came up to this man's car while he was changing his daughter on the front seat, 6-month-old little baby, and they shot 5 or 6 rounds. The baby was shot 5 times, so they must have shot more than that because the dad was grazed a couple of times. What I don't understand.
Did he play Operation Human Shield?
Well, okay, so here's what I'm envisioning. I mean, I'm not sure how it happened. Yeah. Because the baby's laying on the car seat, on the seat, and the dad's changing. The dad got shot somewhere. Changing. But wouldn't you? I would throw myself immediately over my 6-month-old child.
Yeah, like.
It just made me feel sad. Let's try to keep guns out of the hands of bad guys. In addition, there was also a really great article about guns. You know who didn't like them? Well, he's not like a very well-respected Republican ex-president because he was a crook. But he was
a
big-time anti-gun. Nixon.
I am not a crook.
Way anti-gun. Wanted to actually ban all guns. Handguns, private guns, like wanted guns out of the hands. And the thing that I like is that he was standing up to the NRA big time. Like, they were toe-to-toe on a lot of things. And his advisors used to tell him that, absolutely not. You have to just go with this because the NRA gives us money. And he wouldn't do it. So that he was,
I didn't realize that about him.
Now that's interesting to learn, too.
It's very interesting because, you know.
But I think it's interesting also to find out that actually when Elvis Presley requested, because at one point Elvis, as crazy as he
was. Drug czar.
No. Well, no.
He was the anti-drug poster child.
He also wanted to be a secret service or CIA or FBI. He wanted some sort of a special like designation that he had. That he actually presented Nixon with a gun, in the Oval Office. And there's pictures. If you look it up, you see Elvis presenting Nixon with a gun.
Yeah,
and then Nixon turning around and presenting him with a thing for drug-free America.
Okay.
And I love it that
certainly
it's
certainly very symbolic. Yeah. But neither one
of them stood for.
No, yeah, but he was personally very much against it. And politically against it. So that's interesting.
There was Elizabeth Hasbeck, I can't remember how they got to that, but someone was saying that Bush the Second was saying that in time people will look on his presidency more favorably, like the fact that he can't even show up at a Republican convention. He's still like, yeah, we don't want you at CPAC either. Like, you are so tarnished.
Just stay on vacation.
Nixon was the same way, and they said that like the Republican Party would never come back from Nixon, and then Ronald Reagan turned it all around. All you need is like one good spokesperson,
and then people will stop hating the old guy.
And Nixon turned his own around. Like, he'll never be thought of as a great president, but he is a man died with, you know, as an elder statesman, and really turned his legacy around. So will they dig, you know, unearth the corpse of George W. Bush and let him go be?
I thought I heard that.
What the hell was that?
Is everything locked?
I don't know, but what's over there? Do you want me to go over there?
I don't know. What's over where?
That's just really loud in there.
Yeah, oh, well, that's Ione Z doing a camera shot.
Are they in this same building?
Sure the they're right there. Yeah.
Either way, let's make sure.
So let's send Marnie out in the hallway alone.
Sorry.
I'll be right
listeners,
back.
Listeners, viewers, we just heard a
joke. That was her. She's being an asshole.
You fucking bitch. I swear to God, my heart just stopped.
That was funny.
My heart literally stopped.
I thought we were going to
have
to go to
commercial. Like, what happens? Do I use my beer bottle as a weapon? Is the fork,
you guys are
like
cute,
a pen?
I'm sorry.
Like, I was like, who, call 911. Somebody call 911.
Yeah, well, I heard you say,
legs are like,
Marnie out
my
there,
legs are numb right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was fucking around.
I just thought that was the first time I really heard, but I didn't think it was you. I just thought we finally
heard it.
At
first, and then all of a sudden, I'm like,
next door, Ione Z has a studio over there. They do camera shoots. And
are they photo shoots with?
That must be it. I'm
texting. Do they not understand how to use the camera?
Zombies.
Kevin.
Next caller.
Yeah, thank you.
It is the end of hour two. It's a Tuesday night. It's the show on Q Talk America. My name is Clayton McKee, along with Marnie, Katie, and Al. In studio with us is our special adequate bartender, Erin. She's here. Well, she's you.
No, but I'm on camera.
You admitted you weren't a good bartender, so I'm just saying you're adequate.
Oh, you did find a sneaky spot.
However, I would like to remind you also, if you are listening to this audio only on our podcast, you do need to listen to the 0.5 hour, which is hour three. Otherwise, if it's the video, stick with us. Keep on. We're going to be back with hour three right after this on Q Talk America.
Listening to the show on Q Talk America.